And a very good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dairy Farmers Park for this Round 18 Northeastern Australian Football League match between the Queanbeyan Tigers and the East Lake Demons. It's Heritage Round this round, so as we look out across Dairy Farmers Park, we see both teams wearing slightly different jumpers. The Tigers one, well, to be honest, Craig Revelle, it looks more like a magpie jumper with a splash of yellow on it. And we see Eastlake wearing the old South Melbourne jumper, which is basically white with the red sash. So slightly different jumpers this afternoon, as I say good afternoon to you.
And a good thing too, because my worst nightmare is to see the three most despised clubs in the AFL being represented on a field here in Canberra, that being through a Collingwood, Richmond and Essendon jumper. We got a little bit of reprieve in the East Lake camp wearing the old South Melbourne jumper. Interestingly enough, though, it was the Swans that were the first team that put some support behind Queanbeyan. Back in about 1929, the organisers wrote to the South Melbourne Football Club and provided them with South Melbourne Football Club provided with them with a set of Guernseys. And then a few years later, they then adopted the Richmond jumper. So I'm not sure what the Eastlake tie-up is with South Melbourne, but certainly we've got two very different-looking teams. Will that mean their position, their performance on the football field will make a difference? Eastlake with 5 wins this year, Queanbeyan with 3. Eastlake has played one more game than the Tigers so far in the Northeastern Football League, and well, it should be an interesting game today with Mal, both the reserve grades getting up in this hybrid jersey.
Yes, in the seconds it was Queanbeyan 17-13, 115 to Eastlake 7-7-49. That was a big turnaround. Last time those two teams met, Eastlake won, and then a close game in the under 18s, Queanbeyan 8-15-63, too good for Eastlake 8-12-60. So both Tiger teams winning so far today.
Yeah, and in the Northeastern Football League Eastern Conference so far this weekend, well, GWS has had a win in a close one over the Tuggeranong Hawks. It was 19-19, 133 GWS to 17-5, 107. And in the other game, the local derby, Belconnen versus Ainslie. Belconnen wearing the Carlton jumper, and Ainslie wearing a Western Bulldogs or a Footscray jumper, and it was a convincing win to Ainslie, 17-10, 112, to 7-5, 47. So we go into this weekend with Sydney having the bye, Queanbeyan up against Eastlake, and you'd have to ask the question that Queanbeyan, I think, are too far back to make the final. So really, a win here for Queanbeyan would, one, right the ship a little bit, and two, possibly cost Eastlake a finals berth.
All right, we'll wait and see that with Tuggeranong breathing down their necks. The first bounce gone out of the circle, so we'll bring it back. Gibson back in the team for Eastlake today. Didn't play in the last game against these two teams. Quade doing the rucking at the moment. Obviously, Irwin out injured with that fractured wrist. And we've got Peter Newham down on the sideline today. He may well catch up with Neil at some stage during this afternoon's broadcast.
Secondary bounce to take place now beside the concentric circles. Up over the top, Gibson just smashing the ball away, but not being able to break free is Eastlake, and with a good tackle that time by Todd Dickinson.
So we're still in the middle of the ground, gone nowhere really. Might be the old Chook Lotto if it doesn't clear the pack here from the men in green. Nice bounce, Quade at the back, Gibson won the tap, found a teammate. It finishes up back with Lee McMahon. They'll need to keep an eye on him today. Eastlake trying to work it forward through Maiden. He went one way, now back the other way. Long kick into the forward lines, punched away by Mackey. And his clearing kick, well, it was a bit of a grubber, but Conroy got it. He goes very wide out near the scoreboard and over the line in front of Dickinson, and we'll have a throw in on that outer side of the ground. So the first 3 minutes, nothing to write home about so far.
No score as yet as the ball's being retrieved by the boundary umpire. He'll throw it back into play. It's going to be an interesting matchup here. Quade looks like he's going to do the ruck work with Wilson this time, as Gibson's going to stay somewhere around the centre. This time, tap down, Wilson takes it out of the ruck, hand pass over the top Two runners going forward, but the kick over the top has cleared the pack. And Queanbeyan now off to the races.
A long kick up towards half forward, but it's a 3-on-1. It clears the pack. Oh, Heslip fell over at the crucial time. May goes through, picks it up, tries to hook it back, but his kick didn't come back anywhere near far enough, and it's out on the full. But that was good work by the Tiger defence to clear the area there very quickly.
Roy Jarks just taking it on and running through. Hollis, I mean. Taking it on and running through. Short kick now out from the free kick. McMahon gets it, switches across the far side of the ground, right in front of that Tigers Club Terrace Bistro signage. The long kick forward, getting up towards wing, punched away by the Tigers. They'll get it at ground level, running after the ball. Now, quick hand pass backwards. Short kick forward to centre-half forward. Looks good, and it's into the hands now of Mackie.
He short passes, and Dickinson's marked at inside attacking 50. He should just go back and have the shot. So Todd Dickinson will line it up for the first shot on goal of the afternoon. It's a good play there by Steve Jolliffe to cause the spoil. Kick on its way from Dickinson's across the face, and it is the first score, but it's only a minor one to the Tigers. That is the only score we've had so far. One behind, as Eastlake, with the quick play on to advantage, have brought it into the outer side of the ground. They couldn't mark it. It's a 2-on-1 to the Tigers. Mackie slipped over. Good tackle there by Dickinson. Will he be rewarded? Ball's on the ground, coming out, Jolliffe, got a quick handball to his teammate, runs into trouble. Now Conroy trying to get out of it. In there as well, Westcombe. Dickinson breaks free again. Shot on goal is again across the face. Same as the last one, missing to the right, through for another behind. Tigers two behinds. Eastlake get the score. Quick kick in, should be marked by Gordon.
Gordon now goes short, gets a good kick, that time into the hand of Wiles. Wiles goes by hand to the 50-gamer in Mesman. He's two, transfers by hand as the ball moves to the centre wing grandstand side. Short pass gets into the hand of the Juice. Kick chopped off nicely by the Tigers, though. Getting back there is Jolliffe. Jolliffe now chips it to Roy Jarks. They're working the boundary line. Much the way that we see the Magpies do it. Now the switch backwards, and they've gone back into side defensive 50. It's going to come back to Jarks here. He has to chase down the ball. He's just about 55 metres out, and he's going to go back. So he's going to make Eastlake push right up. The play-on's being called as they go straight up the centre, and that is the best delivery to a full forward you could ever ask for. And dicking around with it in the back half of the field is going to cost the Tigers the first goal, as Rulestone is going to line up from 30 metres out. He'll kick from 35, and he is directly in front. Mal, your thoughts?
Got nothing to say. It's terrible, terrible play. Rulston's kick looks to have missed to the right. It has. Well, they've dodged a bullet there. Why you wouldn't just kick it along the line long towards James Kavanagh, who was loose on the interchange area, is absolutely beyond me. They muck around and go backwards all the time.
Here they go again.
Conroy's got it from the kick in. Now they've got across to the other side of the ground, out near the scoreboard, playing keepings off at the moment. Mackie's got it.
He's got options with Sam Daniel inside, but he holds onto it too long, so now they kick backwards, back towards goal, and Jolliffe has got it once again. Back inside, in the left back pocket for the Tigers, as Jolliffe looks to load up. He kicks into the man on the mark. He has to do some work. They are going to lose this game just because they refuse to get the ball out of their own 50. They kick towards full forward, bouncing ball. Getting back there is Dickinson. Big hand pass, plenty of air. Player on the end of it gets smashed. Ball in contest. At the fall of the fall, Wilson kicks across. Good punch away. Jolliffe is going to have a run now. Hollis is going to have a run now. He has to dispose of it quickly. He doesn't. He's pulled off the kick, and the umpire says that's holding the ball, and it'll go to Wiles once again.
Chip pass into the middle. Mark by his teammate. Here's a short pass. Juice will mark it on the lead. Normally a defender. He's gone forward today. And he will line it up from... well, the man on the mark's about 45 out, so he'll need to kick it probably all at 50. Suicidal play in the back half by the Tigers. Didn't cost them the first time.
That's what I was thinking.
might cost them this time. Let's see how they go. Juice walks in, gets to the 50, stuttery old run up, looks pretty good though, straight through the middle, got the distance easily. Wouldn't be expecting him to kick too many, I wouldn't have thought. So East Lake 117, the Tigers are two behind.
Peter Newham, we've seen a few wayward kicks by the Tigers. What's the weather like down there at ground level?
Well, we might get down to Pete in a minute. As we say good afternoon, Pete.
So, no, I'm here, Mel, but it's you guys are a little bit later than the coverage is a little bit delayed. So, but it's a little bit on the chilly side. The ground it appears hard, but there's a few guys have already hit the ground so far.
All right, we'll get back to him throughout the afternoon as the ball's still in the middle of the ground. Nobody going anywhere. And we'll have another ball up. So 117 the Demons. Pretty sure it was a second behind to the Tigers, but we'll wait for that to be confirmed at quarter time. As Dickinson trying to pick it up, he got in Sam Daniel's way, looked to have the run of it. Now there's stacks on the mill out on that outer side of the ground, and we'll have another ball up. So the Tigers got in each other's way there. 10 minutes gone, first quarter. As Dickinson sharks the tap out, quick kick forward, no one there at all for Queanbeyan, and the East Lake defence just run it straight up the middle of the ground, short kick, well, not sure who that was to, Hollis, well, he went to get it, and it bounced away from him, Armstrong, quick handball to Rolston, runs into an open goal, and puts it straight through the middle for his first and East Lake's second. They're 2-1-13. Tigers will go with the scoreboard at the moment, one behind, and that was all a bit too easy.
Very easy there, and just a wayward kick going to centre half forward, and yes, you do like to square things up as soon as you can, but you've got to make sure there's players within Cooey. The run off the back line was strong. The kick, although it didn't hit a target, it eventually found one with Lux of Fortune bouncing left and right, and Rulston. Well, he's not going to miss too many. Ball up in the centre. Tap down that time by the 150 gamer in Quade, but easily getting control of it is the East Lake Demons. Working their way onto the far side of the ground. Going up towards the half-forward line. Jarks takes a good mark from behind. Immediately goes with a handball, and the kick is forward now as the Tigers try to work forward. Good mark taken by Sam Daniel on the left half-forward flank. He's looking to go long. He's got quite towards goal. Oh, it may. Mackie.
No,
falls
May.
No, it's May. He falls over his own feet and it makes it easy now for this East Lake side to get away. Arm chop is the call on the whistle. So East Lake get a free kick as they're coming out of defence. And the ball is into the hands of Wiles. Has had a few possessions. This is probably his worst. He's grubbed it down the ground at ground level. It's getting back there, picked up by Overs, who's an in for today's game. Goes back further, gets it to Mackie. Mackie by hand, now delivered forward to Overs, but the kick, well, it beats everyone. Quade gets back there, the hand pass, well, he put it straight into the oncoming traffic of Wilson. Wilson will eventually gather up. Goes quickly by hand, gives it off to Kimball. Kimball runs to 50, then kicks it into a pack of Tigers.
And an easy mark there by the Tigers' defence. They don't know what to do, so they muck around with it again. Short kick should go to Quade. It does eventually. And has he paid the mark? Well, he did. No, it's going to go back. Stevens has got it. He chips it straight back into the goal square. Marked by Overs. He goes across the ground. Oh, his teammate, well, he dropped it eventually. So he picks it up and he chips it straight back to Overs. So suicide in the back half again. Long kick out looking for Franchi, the shortest bloke on the field. Not a good option. Boundary line should be the safest and they get there eventually. 12 minutes gone first quarter. It's East Lake 2-1-13. The Tigers are one behind.
This broadcast of Tigers football is brought to you by the Tigers Club at 20 Queen Bar Road in Queanbeyan.
As from the throw-in, Queanbeyan break free, but again, no one at half forward, and it's an easy cut-off for Gordon. He kicks very wide, and it'll go out
Gee, that was being called deliberate on the weekend in the AFL.
Yep, Gumley couldn't get there for the Demons. So I'm not sure what's happening with this forward setup at the moment. It's just not working for the Tigers. Every time they bomb it long, there's no one there.
Kavanagh's not playing out of the square, which is an interesting decision. As Eastlake, get a run on now, through hands, it's Bruce. Bruce works it out, gets it into the hands this time of McMahon. It goes into the corridor, but the Tigers, well, their defence is working, even if their forward line isn't structured. Good mark, up on that half-forward flank by May. He kicks long, looking for Heaslip. The bounce is going to beat the lot of them. It hits the post as it was bouncing towards goal.
Yes, it just took a turn right at the end, hit the post, kick in, mark by Maiden. He's called to play on. So he brings it to this grandstand side, looking for his teammate who can't mark it. Will he keep it in? He does. It was Wiles. He's had too many possessions for the Tiger faithful. He shares it with Mesman. Back into the middle. Now it's Kimball. Goes for a run. Through the corridor. Short pass. It'll be a good one. It's marked by his teammate Gumley. Quick handball. Cross to Cummins. Put him under pressure. Now the handball into the forward line. They're starting to muck around with it. That should be dropping the ball. Umpire says it is.
Free kick going to the Tigers. Right at centre half back.
Against the big bloke Gibson. Didn't dispose of it legally. Griggs with the free kick.
Griggs hasn't got much to shoot at. No one out wide. He'll go to Conroy, who's out on the half forward flank. And he takes a good mark under a bit of pressure coming down from Armstrong. Next kick's on its way, but it's completely missed the Tigers player there in Kavanagh and cleared up by the big number three of Frail.
Lee McMahon's got it in the middle now, gets it across to Keynes, he can't pick it up. He's got it now, plenty of support out wider, goes to Ryle. Short pass into the forward line, Ralston went with one hand, got plenty of room, trying to get around Griggs. Now he doesn't know what to do, he goes back into the middle to McGrath, back to McMahon. Keeping's off at the moment. Taking the mark,
there's
Smith.
A flood of players running in towards goal here.
Smith goes back to Juice, who's gone back to the back line. Chip pass into the forward line. Can't be marked, but there's three Eastlake players loose. They finish up going backwards by 30 metres. Can't hit a target. Still three of them loose, though. Not sure if there's enough Queanbeyan players out there. Juice's short pass. Again, can't hit a target inside 50. Tigers defence trying to mop it up. Kirkwood and Mesman grappling for the ball. Nobody can break free. We'll have a ball up right on the 50-metre arc. 2-1, 13 to 2 behinds. We've played 15 minutes first quarter. And the Demons in front at the moment. Cooper hooks it into the corridor. Hollis in front. Just kicks it without even looking. Went down Juice's throat. So it'll go straight back.
Juice has got short options here. Nothing long at the moment. Queanbeyan has manned up. Although, at centre-half forward, Conroy had his back turned, and it's an easy mark for Ralston. Ralston, who can kick a long bomb, doesn't have to. Runners coming from all directions. Punched away well by Queanbeyan. Follow-up is good by Eastlake. Gets back to Ralston, the man who kicked in the first place. Goes back to McGrath, who bombs it high towards the goal square. Pack flies, punched away, and Queanbeyan, through Conroy, will get back there to clean up. Now, he's got time. He wants to go for a kick. Eventually has to grubber it around the boundary line to get it to Mackie. Mackie, under pressure, goes back to Conroy. Conroy kicks again. He slips before he gets it, then slips the ball through his glass. Hand pass up. Kick around the corner. Oh, it hits Kavanagh on the chest. He's got some room. Centre wing, grandstand side. He kicks forward. There's only one contest to play at. May will get it to the fall of the ball now. Oh, can't see there, but he's been rushed over the boundary line.
No, he's been tackled without it. The umpire said he handballed it away, so he's got a hole in the man free kick against Xavier McMahon. So May, what's he going to do? Too far out to score. Short pass is a good one. And it's marked by Fruand at half forward, only 30 metres out. Pretty tight angle, though. And he will go back and line it up for the Tigers' first goal of the afternoon.
You wouldn't think it's a sure thing, though, Mal.
He's normally a pretty reliable kick. On the non-preferred side for a right footer, being in the right forward pocket. But he needs to kick these. That's what he's in the team for. In he comes, and it's straight through the middle. Tigers' first of the afternoon. They go to 1-goal, 3-9, but they're trailing the Demons, who are 2-1-13. We've had 17 minutes in the first quarter.
4 minutes gone in Melbourne, and Essendon, one straight lead. Collingwood yet to score as we're getting close to time on here in the first quarter at Dairy Farmers Park. QBN FM football brought to you by the Tigers Club. And we look forward to bringing you a lot more games in this first ever North Eastern Australian Football League. As the bounce down, it's Gibson and Heaslip doing the rucking. Gibson rucks unopposed. Kick forward though as it's Shark. Fruin's got it again. He just bombs it up towards full forward. Kavanagh coming out from the goal square. Conroy captures his man. Hand pass now. Chain of hand passes from Ryle. Ryle will get it back on the 1-2. He's trying to run it out. Goes into the hands this time of Lee McMahon. Gets it to at the 22, that time by hand of Kimball. Now I think it's back to Ryle, who's run from fullback up to eventually deliver it at the ankles of the big number 19, Armstrong, who left it behind.
Yeah, Jake's his handball, couldn't find a target. It's gone back to Armstrong. No left foot, so he just whips one around on the right, but it's good enough, and it's marked by Egan. Only 30 out, no real angle to speak of. And this could be the very quick reply from the Demons after the Tigers took 17 minutes to kick their first. Eastlack Ruckman changeover, Wilson and Gibson. It's going to be hard work for the Tigers in that division all day today. Undersized. As Egan walks in, kick on its way. Goal umpire's moved a long way across, in fact. It's just snuck in for a behind on the left-hand side. So they've missed a couple of easy ones. Have Eastlake. They're 2-2-14. The Tigers are 1-3-9. 20 minutes gone in the first quarter.
Kick out about to be taken by the Tigers now. As Mackey looking for something to give. In fact, that... No, it's not Price. It is Mackey. Who just goes, woof! Down towards the corner of the square. Couldn't pull it down that time by Roy Jarks, but he keeps it alive. Eventually, Jolliffe. Jolliffe gets a hand pass at the ankles that time of Hollis. Hollis now will kick to centre wing. Kavanagh trying to beat two. Can't do so. At ground level, Eastlake get it up. Quick hand pass on to Kimball. Kimball transfers it quickly once again as the kick goes inside 50. And Juice takes the mark on his fingertips, plays on, and then chips it into the pocket. Mark not taken there at ground level, and it stacks on the mill as tally four. And also, I think that was... No, who's that off coming off the ground? Conroy, who has got back there in defence.
So a bounce, left forward pocket for Eastlake. Jake slaps it to the front of the pack. He slipped there. Can he pick it up?
Getting it back is Queanbeyan with a good kick to centre wing. And Kavanagh has got a mark. Now, who can he kick to? Conroy's trying to run for him. He goes to a four-on-one, and it's chopped out easily that time by Mesman. Mesman by hand to McGrath. Gets it back now. He'll go by hand again. It's back to Frail, who gets it on by hand to Bruce. He's got a short kick up to Egan. They're just forward of centre wing. On the far side of the ground, the kick, he's jagged it, but the bouncing ball is favouring Eastlake. It gets into the hands this time of Kimball, who tries to dodge. Goes by hand to McGrath. McGrath gives it to Egan. Egan steadies. Kicks a goal. There's a free kick for a late tackle. The umpire says all clear because it's a major, and it will be the third goal of the afternoon for Eastlake. And they lead now 3-2, 20 to 1-3-9 here at the 22-minute mark of the first term at Dairy Farmers Park. It's Queanbeyan versus the Eastlake Demons in Heritage Round. And Mal, that Collingwood jumper not working for the Tigers right at this moment.
Yeah, well, they've been reasonably competitive, so see how they go back in the middle. Wilson and Heaslip to do the ruck work. Neither ruckman got it. Oram trying to get in there for the Tigers. Couldn't break free. Tackled is McMahon. What's the umpire going to say? No prior opportunity. Held in. Calls for the ball up. So, still in the centre square. 20 playing 9 at the moment. There's nobody going anywhere from that ruck contest. Ralston had the ball held to him, so it'll be another ball up. Coming up towards quarter time, again Wilson goes for the big slap shark by Jakes, gets a handball to Dickinson, turns around, bombs it long, out they all come, but Mesman, the only one going for the ball, and he took an easy mark, chips it across the ground, it's going to be marked by Cummins.
Cummins, he's going to go back across the ground, taken by Rulston. Rulston looks to straighten up now, the kick misses its target, Queanbeyan get onto it, Bruin. He thought about the big U-turn. He gave it to Jolliffe. Jolliffe kicks wide. And that was Jolliffe kicking wide. And once again, it's Eastlake with the defence back there. They go with a short pass forward. Still inside 50. Kimball looking around. He goes to centre wing. Good lead that time by Bruce. Led a long way down the ground now, but managed to take a good mark.
Looks to chip it into the middle. And the big fella Wilson will take the mark in front of Jakes. Right in the middle of Dairy Farmers Park. Almost quarter time here. He goes with a handball. And now they work it to that scoreboard side of the ground again. They'll bring it back into the middle. So they're mucking around. They deserve to lose it here. Well, Fruin should have attacked that because Gordon dropped an easy mark. But it finishes up back with Bruce. Handball back to his teammate Keynes. They're mucking around. At half back, now they get into a bit of space.
Yeah, they've worked the loose player there, and the kick's going to come towards centre wing, grandstand side. It's a nice mark by Kimball. So Kimball looks forward now, looking to go to centre half forward. Kick goes down the line instead. Eventually, oh, a big hit taken that time by Armstrong. He's on the ground holding his knee or shin there, and the ball ricochets off. It's eventually stacks on the mill. Getting up last with the ball in his hands is Jake Gumley. So, a big man Armstrong just starting to limp. That'll be a loss. They've got a good height advantage, though, this Eastlake side, as Conroy will get the ball from the ruck. He breaks, number of players breaking for him. Working well at ground level, Sam Daniel. Hand pass over the top, gets it to Stevens, who bombs it long. Kavanagh's on. He's going to try and run in towards goal, but the bounce doesn't favour him, and Frail will get the ball cleaned up. He gets a free kick as he's dumped after he handballs it away, but already the ball's in the hands of Smith at centre-half back.
Chip kick into the middle. It's marked by Wiles. He brings it out to Gibson right on centre wing. Plays on quickly. Goes with the long bomb. Out comes Juice. Dickinson could have backed straight into him, but let him go. Overs at the front. Can he pick it up? No, he can't. Ralston got it. Short kick into the forward line. It's all Tigers. Jakes traps it. Now he's got a problem. Tackled immediately. How'd he get rid of it? Umpire dropped it. Picked up by Tail Force. Snap on goal straight to the middle. Fourth goal of the Demons. Again, they couldn't clear the area there. 4-2-26. The Tigers are 1-3-95 minutes gone
the big
in this first quarter.
I'm noticing up here is the run of Eastlake. They're not afraid to run off the back line. Peter, at ground level, does it look like that the Tigers are not having much luck with getting their players to the contest? Is it a fitness thing, or is it actually just a problem with not enough effort by the Tigers at the moment? Bounce down in the centre, and the ball goes out of the concentric circles. No ruckman even bothered to pursue it. We'll cross down to Peter.
We'll get to him in a minute. Gibson just spikes it forward.
Conroy doing?
He just went for the big slap as well. Nobody wants to grab the footy. Eastlake do now. Here's Lee McMahon. Nice kick into the forward line, marked by Wilson. All too easy. So Wilson trying to line it up for goal number 5 for the Demons. Not usually the most reliable kick. As it's on its way, it's a floating mongrel across the face and through for behind. So the siren has sounded for the quarter time break. So here at Dairy Farmers Park, Eastlake 4-3-27, making the most of their opportunities in that first quarter. Have a 3-goal lead over the Tigers, who are 1-3-9. Checking the goal scorers, they're all singles. They are for Eastlake: Juice, Egan, Tailforth and Ralston, and Fruin, the only goal scorer for the Queanbeyan Tigers.
We might see if we can go down and get a bit of a summary from Peter now.
Right, he's just heading out to the Queanbeyan huddle as they all come together at quarter time. We'll get to him when he's picking us up. He's just having a few communication difficulties, I think, with us down there on the ground side. So the Tigers with a lot of dangerous play in the back half of the ground again, Craig, cost them at least one goal in that first quarter. They
could have cost them a lot more too.
They need to be a bit more direct.
Interesting to see what the goal umpires have to say here, because we think the scoreboard is actually 1 point down for the Tigers, so there could be 1-4-10. But Peter's ready for us down at ground level, so we might foster him.
Thanks, Craig. It's the issues we're having is I'm about 30 seconds behind the coverage on the radio, so I'm not sure when you're actually talking to me. But Adrian Pavisi came down to the sideline probably halfway through that first quarter, and he was far from happy. It just seems to be there that it's ugly game. It's just messy, except for the bits which Eastlake are catching the ball and running through the middle of the ground. The Tigers seem to be just not into it. As far as the conditions are concerned, the ground's in very, very good condition. It is a little bit breezy at times and swirling around, and you can probably see a couple of the kicks have gone a bit skew-whiff. But I think generally speaking, there's a lot of chat from a lot of players coming into this huddle for the Tigers. It just seems they're not quite on their game at the moment.
Well, they're going to have to turn that around very quickly, Mel, because this game is starting to get away from them. They're 3 goals behind at the first change, and honestly, they looked like, when they were out there, the run and the aggression they had at the ball, they looked like they were about 10 goals down already. In Melbourne, it's 2-2-14, the Dons over the Pies, 1-1-7. So that's the 16.5 minute mark of the first term, and it's Essendon leading Collingwood in the most hated battle we could see, next to a Collingwood-Richmond or Essendon-Richmond game.
Spoken like a true Carlton person.
Yep.
At least we don't rely on 40 free kicks a game to win one.
Well,
this is the Tigers. Whatever. This is the Tigers, really, their last opportunity. If they don't win today, the season will be more than mathematically over. It'll be actually over, because next weekend, unfortunately, we won't be able to bring you the game, because the chaps will be up on the sunny Gold Coast playing against the Southport Sharks. So no game coming to you next weekend. After that weekend, they're back here to take on the league leaders, the Sydney Swans. Then they have a game at home against the second place Ainslie Tricolours, and they finish the year with a game against the Tuggeranong Hawks, also here at Dairy Farmers Stadium. So quite a few home games to come, but if they don't win today, they are officially gone. They're 2 games plus a game's worth of percentage behind at the moment, so effectively 3 games behind with just 4 to play, and they play the, as I said, the top two sides in the competition. Although it's interesting, we're noticing the Swans, who looked absolutely unbeatable early in the season, have lost their last two, and they got absolutely smashed by GWS at Blacktown last weekend. So maybe some cracks starting to appear in the Swans reserves, and Ainslie just the one win behind them now in second position, foul draw level, but Ainslie will have played one more game. I'm not sure, actually, it has updated it since yesterday's win, so they are a game behind. GWS clearly in third place. The battle really is just for fourth. Will it be Eastlake, Tuggeranong or Queanbeyan? That will be the only thing left to decide, because the top three positions are already set on the ladder. You can't see them changing.
And Ainslie, just to mention, Ainslie's percentage is very, very healthy at 128. Sydney well out there at 202, and the Giants 124, those three well ahead. If you look at the Northern Conference, because this is where it'll become very interesting when the two conference finals start, Northern Territory Thunder, which is who GWS play next week, are up there on 144%. They've won 12 out of 15. Mount Gravatt, the Vultures, who we saw down here early in the season, are sitting second. They're 11-4 at 113%. Then it's the Gold Coast Suns in third. Then it's Redland, and Redland, Aspley. Now, Southport, who the Tigers are playing next week, they've only had 6 wins, 9 losses this year. And Brisbane Lions, they are cellar dwellers. So not only has Michael Voss been able to Titanic the Toyota Premiership team, but it's not doing much for his support with them with 3 wins, 12 losses in this Northeastern Football League. So it means that he's got absolutely nothing to draw of out of the resis.
Which is pretty much what we've seen with their senior team.
Yep.
So interestingly, Southport, one of the traditionally strong teams in that Northern Division right down near the bottom, and Labrador, who played off in the grand final up there last year, running second last. So
it's made some interesting changes in both Northern and Eastern conferences, the new NEAFL, and of course with the two Sydney teams coming in next season. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how Sydney Uni and also
East Coast Eagles. Top of the table clash last week up there. There was a draw in the end, 86 all at Sydney Uni. So there's obviously not much between those two teams.
It's going to be interesting because there's only been the last, I think, 6 or 7 years that they've actually played 18-a-side on the field. They've been playing 16-a-side for a long, long time. So it'll be interesting to see how the Sydney teams shape up in the Northeastern Football League. I guess they've shown enough to warrant the confidence of the AFL to bring them in to this brand new series in the second year.
All right, let's head back down to Peter.
Thanks, guys. Interestingly, over in the East Lake Huddle, very, very happy. The coach very, very happy with the pressure that they're putting on, but they want to raise that. And they see that the Tigers are fumbling and turning the ball over, and it's because of their pressure. From the Tigers' perspective, Adrian Bravisi had a lot to say before the huddles, and he's still got a lot to say now. Umpires have been over and called them back into the pack, but look for Bruce to go forward at the start, as I nearly hit by the football. Look for him to go forward at the start of this second quarter.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Finally breaking out of the pack.
Yeah, it's a long quarter time break. 4-3-27 East Lake, 1-3-9 the Tigers. Lucky to be not to be further behind, to be honest.
Well, taking a long break like this won't get them any favours with the green team. I can tell you, after the Pies got themselves back within a point, Essendon have kicked away with two more goals late in the first term at the MCG. It's 4-2-26 Essendon to 2-1-13 the Magpies here at Dairy Farmers Park. It's Tigers football brought to you by your Tigers club on QBNFM, and the ActuAGL scoreboard is East Lake 4-3-27 to Tigers 1-3-9.
Second quarter action about to get underway. Quade back in the ruck. Gibson there for East Lake, and the ball stays inside the circles. That's a good start. Conroy can't get it. Griggs can't get it. Ralston in there for East Lake. Gibson picks it up, tackled immediately. Stacks on the middle umpire says, "I'll do it again." So here he goes, bounces it down. Nice bounce this time. Gibson won it. Shark by Jolliffe. Couldn't find a teammate. Tailforth there for the Demons. Got it to McMahon. Lee. Crossed to Ralston. Long kick. It'll be marked by Mesman. And that's Maiden in front of Dickinson. Kick inside the 50. Juice out on a long lead. Too strong. Got in front of Hollis. Took an easy mark. Short pass. Out they come again. Too quick for Jakes. Is that player in McGrath? Armstrong hasn't reappeared after hurting his leg in the first quarter. So yeah. Peter McGrath will line it up for not what the Tigers wanted, an early goal to the Demons. Kick on its way, beauty, straight through the middle. not what the coaching staff would have been looking for, a goal in the first minute of the second quarter to extend their lead to four goals. They're 5-3-33. The Tigers are 1-3-9 and just 1.5 minutes gone in this second quarter.
Yeah, interesting. Both coaches working from the boundary line this quarter. They're almost ready to restart play at ground level. McGrath kicking his first. Goal kicker so far, Juice, Egan, McGrath, Tallyforth and Rulston for the Tigers, Fruin, their only goal scorer.
Back to the middle, and it's won by Gibson, but his tap was sharked by the Tigers in Jolliffe. Goes towards half forward, Big Wilson down there on Kane Stevens. That's a mismatch. He goes in and finds it way too easily. Handball's a bad one, though. Tigers, can they create a turnover? Westcombe, his handball too quick for his teammate, yep, and they've given away a free kick.
So the mismatch worked for him there as Wilson just dumped.
That's, well, actually,
he's got a 50 now.
Well, he signalled the wrong way, the umpire. He signalled an East Lake free kick, and Lee McMahon thought it was his and went back to kick it, and he's gone 50-metre penalty against you, mate. It's a Queanbeyan free kick. Well, it's not a hard game to work out who's running which way. So Queanbeyan with the free kick, and it's Stevens.
Yeah, from point blank.
Well, he made the goal umpire do a lot of work, but it's gone through for a goal. So mass confusion there as to who got the free kick and who was running which way. So Tigers are laughing, though, because they've got the goal. It's their second of the afternoon, 2-3-15. The Demons are 5-3-33. We're back to the three-goal break at the quarter time.
Yep, and, well, it's interesting. Tigers just are getting beaten to the ball at most contests, but on this occasion they were able to come up, Johnny, on the spot. They are persevering, but it's still, it looks like a long road to hoe to get back into this game. Tap that time, won by Quay. Bouncing ball, Jolliffe gets it. Trying to get on to the end of the hand pass was Griggs. He gets set upon and we'll have another ball up to take place. Still inside the centre square, just forward of the centre, and Quendin's attacking the side of the ground. Actuate your scoreboard. 5 minutes gone, 33 plays 15, East Lakes Way.
As Conroy, trying to shark it, gets it back to Overs. Now across to, I think that was, well, I'll pick Price it was.
Yep.
Now his teammate sends it forward. Out comes Kavanagh. Should have got a free. And he has got one across the shoulder from the man backing back the
and
wrong way.
Pushing the back signal.
Come on,
Tigers! So Kavanagh should get the distance. The man on the mark inside the 50. So for two in a row, can they start clawing their way back into this game? They lose, they're gone. They're probably out of it anyway, realistically, with their draw, but close to the man on the mark. Kicks away to the right by a long, long way out on the full. Surely Frail went over the mark there. Umpire said no, as Eastlake bring it back into play across the goals. Couple of bounces. What's he going to do now? He's not sure where to go, so he handballs it back into the corridor. And they cross it back to the other side of the ground, and they've got the ball in the back pocket.
Yes, Maiden has got the ball now. He's looking to go back. He'll kick down the line eventually towards centre wing. He's Armstrong, working his body well, but Dickinson at the front rows the pack. His kick smothered. The bouncing ball goes to Conroy of the Tigers. He gets it up to Grigg. Grigg now kicks inside, and Jolliffe will get it. He kicks backwards to give it off into the hands of Mackey, who looks to set up. He kicks it out in hope. Running onto it that time was Overs, but he had to break his step. He manages to get away, but his kick over the head. Not into the attacking 50 yet. And, the Eastlake player just rolls the ball over the boundary line, just near the Tobin Brothers sign. And today could be a Tobin Brothers game for the Tigers in season 2011.
Ball back into play. Jolliffe at the back of the pack gets it to Jakes.
Oh,
wobbly old kick. It's going to be cut off by Dickinson, luckily. Short pass across the ground. Someone go forward, please. Hollis has got it. Trouble is they haven't got a key forward back there because Kavanagh's too far up the ground. That's a kick and hope looking for Heaslip. Up he comes. Takes it.
Good mark, too. Plenty of pressure there. There was a lot of Eastlake jumpers. And fortunately, the Tigers were able to pick off Heaslip, who worked well above his head and brought the ball down for a mark. He's 45 degree angle. What did you say? He's going to kick from 40?
Should get the distance, no problem. Matter of accuracy. Runs out a long way, hooks it back way too far, and sneaks in for a behind. So two bad misses from the Tigers after they got that goal back. 2-4-16, they trail 5-3-33.
Looking more energetic this quarter as they play on out of the goal square. One bounce, then a kick. Ralston kicks to centre wing, finds Juice on the far side of the ground. Juice, I thought he played on twice there. He's telling Conroy to get back on the mark, trying to do the umpire's job for him. Eventually, kick forward to centre-half forward. Body work by Mackie was good. At ground level, Dickinson goes by hand over the top to Jolliffe. Jolliffe has got space. He chips the ball over to Stevens, who gets it on the half volley. Handballs back up into Conroy. Griggs takes his time, and Juice nails him to get the free kick for holding the ball. You're shaking your head, Mel.
Absolutely no talk there. He had two teammates around him, and he got nailed from behind. Kick is a beauty.
Oh, over should have run on then.
Yeah, Kimball, he took the mark in space. Wild, short pass, and the Queanbeyan defence at sixes and sevens there, and Gibson takes the mark, 40 out.
Roy Jarks looks very proppy. Don't know if Peter Newham can get down to the sideline, find out if there's a problem with Roy, but he's just not running with his man as effectively as we've seen throughout the year.
So Gibson normally kicks at about 70, shouldn't have any trouble with the distance, although that's a shank out on the full by a long way, missing to the left.
Well, both teams' kicking hasn't been good today. We've seen about three or four out of bounds on the full as Jolliffe and Franchi swap over now on the boundary line.
Nice mark by Dickinson, long kick in from Hollis, wobbly old kick into the middle, all right. Mark by Griggs.
Oh, Franchi was free in the
center. Goes towards Kirkwood. Great mark under a lot of pressure there. He had two to beat and he did it. So he chips it sideways. Finds a teammate. Conroy cruising pass. Takes the handball. Long kick into the forward line. Can Kavanagh get there? No, it bounced in front of him. Off hands will have a throw in. 33 plays 16. 10 minutes gone, second quarter. From Dairy Farmers Park. Ball back into play, Quade up unopposed, tapped it straight to the opposition, though that was the only problem. Tigers trying to work it forward, stacks on the mill, umpire says ball up.
And ball up take place right on the 50 metre arc, just in the right half forward pocket. Ball tapped down by Eastlake. Spills away, Queanbeyan at the fall of the ball, kicks on its way, smothered off the boot as the kicker was being dropped. Fruin now gets the hand pass away, kick out of bounds on the fall. Didn't see who made that, it was
Jensen.
Jensen, was it? Mm. So Jensen has missed running into goal. And Eastlake playing on again, not wasting any time. They're going to go up the corridor here by hand. Two hand passes, gets it into the hands of Lee McMahon, who goes backwards now with another hand pass. Gets it on this time to Smith. Mesman. Mesman by hand back to Smith, back to Frail. Frail then gets a hand pass wide and the kick forward will go to Egan. Egan at right half back flank. Grandstand side, right in front of the Eastlake interchange bench. Kick forward, and Gibson gets it on the second bounce over the body of Price. Hollis.
Yep, Gibson goes with the long bomb up towards half forward. Tailforce couldn't take the mark at the back. It's all Eastlake now. Ralston's got it. Well, his handball hit his teammate in the head. Bounced to Conroy. Short kick, can't be marked by anyone. Tigers defenders fall over. In they go. That should be a high tackle, surely. Umpire said no as the tackle was applied there.
The talk is just very, very poor as we might try to go down the boundary to Peter Newham.
As Gibson wins the tap out, but it's sharked by Dickinson again. He's got two players loose on the outer side of the ground. Manny's one of them. Haven't called him there. He slips over. May's there to help him out. He can't pick it up. He's got the fumbles. Tackle. That's holding the ball. Oh, he dropped it red hot, umpire. What are you doing? So now he's paid a free kick. This time it's going to go to Eastlake. It should have gone to them 5 minutes ago. Chip casts in the middle. McGrath traps it. Got a player running past McMahon. No one ever picks him up. Not sure what's going on there. Beautiful kick. Gumley takes an easy mark. 30 metres out, almost directly in front.
Expect Jake Gumbley to convert from here. 5-3-33 to 2-4-16 here at Dairy Farmers Park with the kick on its way.
Gumley's kick looks to have gone left. It has. Roof from behind. Tigers dodge a bullet there. 5-4-34 to 2-4-16. So after 12 and a half minutes, no change to the quarter time break score as Mackey kicks it to himself and then goes long out looking for Quade. Kick was too high, punched away easily at the back. Eastlake all at the front. McMahon again, still no opponent. Hamble's a shocker. It should get to his teammate eventually, though, who just gets out of the pack way too easily. Long kick towards half-forward. Egan pushes the Tiger player out of the way, umpire. Come on. Watch the game. That's 50 metres as well. Daniel will get the free kick. Wasn't the umpire in control. It paid the free, though.
Tell you what, dated on this game, Mal, because you won't be watching the replay in Melbourne. Essendon 8-3-51 to the Collingwood Magpies 4-3-27.
It's only the first quarter, isn't it? Short pass goes to Conroy. Chip kick wide to Dickinson. Check the free kick stats. It's probably 20 to none, like usual. Dickinson held it a long time. Up goes Kavanagh, takes the mark on the defensive side of the centre. Not where you want him. Chip along the line, finds Quade, also on the centre wing. Somebody needs to be in a key forward position eventually. Slow build up, close to the man on the mark, so it's a high bomb. Up they all go, it falls to the front. Stevens, was he carried forward in the tackle? Umpire said no. It stacks on the middle at half forward. Stevens wheels out of the pack. Shot on goal. Will it get the distance? Off hands through from behind.
Behind takes the Tigers to 2-5-17. They trail Eastlake 5-4-34 as the kick out is going to go wide to Keynes. Keynes now kicks centre wing. Ralston trying to lead to the ball. It goes behind him. Bruce sees it over the boundary line. And throwing to take place just beside the interchange gates for the Eastlake Demons. Grandstand side of the ground at the 15-minute mark of the second term here at Dairy Farmers Park.
Ball back into play. McMahon, well, that's a throw, umpire. Come on, watch the game. Handball over the top to Westcombe. You can't handball it with one hand. It's not Adelaide. Short kick into the half-forward line. Franchi takes the mark.
Franchi needs to kick this one for the Tigers to really convert on their hard work. They played a lot better in this quarter. It's like it took them a quarter to get into the game and even realise they were supposed to be playing football. His kick, though, it starts right and it stays right. It's through for another behind. So, 2-6-18 now, trails 5-4-34 here at the 16-minute mark of the second term. Dairy Farmers Park.
Kimball to bring it back in for Eastlake. Taking a long time. Must be a blood rule, it is. It's a Tiger player coming off. Manny, got one in the mush. Replaced by Price. So he'll get fixed up. So Kimball.
Price gets to take his position. Oh, Kimball just dropped it as he went to kick it to himself.
Handball over the top. Now they release it. Back to Kimball. Goes for a bounce. Now, well, how far, umpire? That's holding the ball eventually.
Oh, how do you go holding the ball for that?
He handballed it, umpire. Seriously, you have got no idea. Handball to Conroy. That's holding the ball as well. At least he was tackled, illegal disposal. So, comedy capers here. Maiden's got it for Eastlake. Runs towards the interchange area. Hooks it back into the middle.
Nice kick.
And McMahon drops it on the way down. Jake should pick it up. He does. Tries to handball it away. It went nowhere. Plenty of Eastlake players there. McGrath tackled. Ball spills to the ground. Smith picks it up. Good tackle. He slipped. It spills out the back. In goes Wilson. Well, he dived on it, umpire. That's holding the ball. How'd he get rid of it? Threw it away. Watch the game. The ball spills out of the pack. There's a free kick, and it's going to go to May. Tackle without it. Finally saw one.
May now has got some options long, but he just decides to square it up. Juice is coming in late.
Good mark, Kirkwood, though.
Kirkwood does the work. Kirkwood now looking to give it to runners, but Eastlake have got back there to clog up that inside 50. Ball gets to Westcombe. Hand pass low. Chopped off that time by Lee McMahon. He kicks forward. And they'll rebound hard, Mel, with Gumley. With the ball centre wing, far side of the ground. And he just pumps it to centre half forward where three players were running at the ball.
Hollis dropped what was a sitter. Jolliffe helps him out. Goes back to overs. Short kick. Dickinson will mark it. Centre wing. So what can they do now? They slow it down. They need to move it quicker, to be honest. Daniel's got it now. 5-4 to 2-6, Tigers trailing.
The slower they move this ball, the more time Eastlake has to clog up their numbers.
May's got it now. Chip over the top, looking for Heaslip. He marks it. Now outside the 50. One.
He's got Price running by himself towards goal.
Ignores him, holds it up. Chip over the top, out they come. Kavanagh takes the mark. Now he needs to make them pay. Last time he got really close to the man on the mark, it's Frail again, who for mine went over by at least 2 metres, because he has this little habit of running out to the side and then running back. Short kick into the middle, bounces in front of Griggs, puts him under pressure, he almost falls over, he chips it back to Heaslip, not 15, he bombs it into the goal square, up they go, Tigers mark, surely it is. Was knocked out on the way down, and it's Sam Daniel who's marked at 20 metres out directly in front, and hopefully he should go back and put the Tigers' third goal of the afternoon through. We've seen some terrible shots at goal in this quarter. Stuttery run up, but it's pretty good, straight through. That's his first. They take it to 3-6-24. Just a 10 Eastlake who are 5-4-34, and we're up to 20 minutes in this second quarter.
Yeah, interesting. Still all singles. No one's kicked two yet as goal scorers Juice, Egan, McGrath, Telforth, and Rulestone for the Eastlake Demons. For the Queanbeyan Tigers, it's Daniel, Stevens, and Fruin. There's a ball back in the centre and we get play underway. Heaslip to do the rucking against Gibson. Well, the bounce has just stayed in the concentric circles. It was a good hit away by Gibson. Gibson eventually gets it to Rulestone by hand. Kick up towards centre forward. Bounce ball, missed everyone. Tigers, luck of the green that time. Good work by the 14 of Overs, who kicks wide eventually into the hands of Conroy. Shocks it across his body. Franchi takes the mark. Now he's got Price running hard. He's got a spot up Price here. No, he hasn't seen him.
And he goes with a high kick out towards the scoreboard. It's all right. Two Tigers out there in space. Daniel spearing pass, looking for Fruin, didn't attack it. And getting in Maiden in front of him, took an easy mark. Plays on quickly, goes to Bruce by hand. Still in the defensive zone. They just work it out, bring it towards Armstrong, who's made a miraculous recovery. Couldn't mark. Juice picks it up. No pressure on him at all. Handles it over the top. Here they go. It's Cummins. Here. Has two bounces. Has three. Has another one. Runs to 40. Kick on its way. Hits the post. Looks like it was going through the middle, but the wind just dragged it across. Through from behind. Quick kick in by Mackey, taken by Kirkwood. Runs outside the 50, high kick, puts his teammate under pressure. That's an easy punch away for Lee McMahon, but he's given away the free kick. You're kidding, umpire! Griggs with the free kick. They've been hopeless today, Team Green. Short kick into the middle. It's Daniel, chips it over the top. Should be marked by May, it is. Right near the scoreboard, 5-5-35 to 3-6-24. High kick. Kavanagh will mark this unopposed. He does. How did he get free? It must have been a good block at the back.
Well,
and
he needs to make the most of it.
Yes, goalless so far. He's had a couple of shots, but has not bothered the major part of the scoreboard.
This would be his most gettable, though.
Certainly, directly in front, only 35 metres out. And Team Green need to watch the man on the mark here. because he climbs over it by a metre every time, and he did it again.
Yep.
And he's been penalised this time. Is it a goal anyway?
The umpire and goal umpire. Well, the umpire is saying, you know, that he gave the free kick away before he kicked it.
So it is a goal now, because finally they were watching what he was doing. And he got pinged, and Kavanagh walked in from a metre out and kicked it through. So it's just 5-point ball game now here. The Tigers 4-6-30, trail the Demons 5-5-35.
Peter
and
Hewen,
22 down, minutes gone.
Down on the boundary line. What do you put this resurgence of the Tigers back to? Now we'll wait for Peter.
Thanks, guys. Well, I think the interesting thing is running, their skill level has increased, certainly in this quarter. And Armstrong for East Lake started that last quarter, so.
Juice
over the top. And Hero gets the reply. Juice, the first multiple goal scorer of the game.
Yeah, they just got it out of the middle there way too easily, did the Demons. And straight through for an easy goal. They all run to the middle to congratulate their teammates.
Peter. No, but I thought Peter had something else to give us there from the boundary line.
Juice straight off, as we see so many times with goal kickers. So it's 6-5-41 to 4-6-30.
Oh, that bounce is going to get called back.
Well, that's about as good as their decision making's been today.
So now they've got a stacked forward line here, Eastlake, as they try to push a point. Ball, Heaslip's going to take it back after doing some good secondary ruck work. His punch, though, or his hand pass was just out in front of the Eastlake runner, who gets the ball delivered forward, and a good mark taken there by Bruce. Bruce will kick from outside 50, only about, 10 metres in from the boundary there now, so he's got a tough angle to play with for a right footer. But he's looking as if he's going to back himself in here. So Juice trying to reopen this lead. It kicks on its way. It's a good-looking kick. It's got the legs. It's Carey. And Bruce gets his first of the afternoon. It's the seventh now for the Eastlake Demons. They move to 7-5-47. As we're 25-minute mark here, it's Queanbeyan 4-6-30. And so that margin just opening back out towards that quarter-time gap.
Yeah, well, it's 3-3 to 3-2 in this quarter with the Tigers leading it by a point. That'll disappoint the coaching staff to give away two goals in red time after they did so well to get it back to just a 5-point ball game. So back to the middle. Not enough pressure from the centre, that's the problem. Heaslip takes it out of the ruck, quick kick forward. Can anyone mark it? Franchi, one-hander. Playing in the true centre-half forward position, he chips it over the top to his teammate Fruin, who got away from Ralston, and he'll go back and line it up from 30 metres out, not much of an angle to speak of, and try and become the Tigers' first multiple goal scorer for the afternoon. And get one of those quick goals back. Good play in the middle there by Heaslip, taking the ruck work on. Gibson just tried all the time and he worked him out of it. As Fruin's kick on its way is a beauty, straight through the middle, never looked like missing. Kept it low out of that breeze. 5-6-36, the Tigers back to an 11-point deficit. Demons 7-5-47, 25 minutes gone, second quarter. Centre clearance is so vital in this game, Craig. So
they have been.
We've seen the last three goals all scored from easy clearances.
And just shows that it's getting a bit, the legs are getting a bit weary, they're all getting a bit more tired, and particularly the on-ballers aren't getting to the fore of the ballers easily, so it's meaning that the play's got a chance to break free out of the centre if they dispose of it well. This bounce, it's been called back.
Seriously, that bloke has not bounced one.
No,
that
this
stayed
is a different one.
Inside the circle all day. He just should throw it up. Stop wasting everyone's time.
Well, that's what he's doing now. Although the throw-up definitely helps Wilson, who taps it down, gets it to Jolliffe. Jolliffe kicks it away again, running hard at the ball. Grigg. Grigg goes by hand to Dickinson, bouncing ball in front of
Daniel.
Daniel. He has to go back and get it. He's set upon, and we'll have a ball up to take place. Just forward of centre wing, Queanbeyan attacking side on the far side of the ground as we hit 25-minute mark of the second term.
47 plays 36. Demons in front. Tap out goes to Jolliffe. Got it away to Griggs. Handball into open spaces. Dickinson on his wrong foot. Turns around onto his left. Chips it back to Daniel. Kick is going to be marked by Franchi. Too far out to score. Franchi goes for the pass. Up towards full forward. Kavanagh can't find it on the ground. Tigers working hard in defence, but Eastlake work it out. And Tailforth couldn't take the mark. He's got overs for company. And overs eventually works him out of it. Sends it back towards half forward. There's two there, Quade and Fruin. They share it and muck it up eventually. They went to go to Jolliffe, who dives on top of it. He got one in the back. Umpire said it was high. So it's a free kick to the Tigers.
It's Jolliffe going inside now to Stevens. Stevens looking to load up. He's found a runner out there, but over the top of the head of May that time. Bouncing ball. Eastlake have the numbers, and they're off to the races. Running hard, Wiles, who was busy in the first quarter. He delivers it beautifully to Juice. Juice just holds up a moment. Wiles is running through. Ball's in front of him. Bounces up. Running with him. Oh, Wiles just wrong foots the players and eventually delivers it to Egan. So Egan is going to line up to kick his second with just about time up here in the half. Well, it is now a kick after the siren to extend this lead to 17 points. So he takes his time. He's going to kick from about 10 metres out. Oh, sorry, from about 20 metres out. As he's 45 degree angle. Moves in now. Kicks on its way. Goal umpire doesn't move, and Egan gets his second. And that is just what the doctor ordered as far as Eastlake were concerned going into the halftime break. It's 8-5. What's that make it?
53
to 5-6. 36 here at halftime at Dairy Farmers Park.
Yeah, late goals, coach killers, those ones, and three of those four goals they kicked in that quarter. Eastlake were all in the last 5 minutes of that quarter. Just checking the goal scorers before we take it back to the studio. Juice and Egan with two each. Bruce, McGrath, Tailforth and Ralston have the other goals for Eastlake. Whilst for the Tigers, Fruin, the only multiple he has two. Kavanagh, Daniel and Stevens are the other goal scorers. 8-5-53 are Eastlake. They lead by 17 points. The Tigers are 5-6-36 for all their good work in that quarter. They only managed to get it back by 1 point in that quarter. So we'll take a break here from Dairy Farmers Park. Hand you back to the studio. We'll come back in about 15 minutes for all the second half action.
Welcome back to for the second half. Bounce down in the centre. It goes to Rulston. Rulston for Eastlake tries to work it forward, only gets it as far as Daniel.
And they're mucking around at half back. Daniel again trying to get it free. Gets it out now to Westcombe. Very quiet day for him, but it's a good kick. And May takes the mark. Just 35 metres out. Almost directly in front. And he will line it up for what Tiger fans hope will be the first of many goals in this second half. Wobbly old kicking style. It's on its way. It looks to be drifting, is it? No, he's just held it online, Mitch May, and that's through for the first goal of the second half. His first for the afternoon. Draws the Tigers a little closer. The Demons, 8-5-53, leading the Tigers, 6-6-42. So nice work there by the Tigers. Looks like there's possibly one of their players has picked up an injury here, coming from the field.
Just hanging his arm there very low, isn't he, Mal?
Yes. We'll just try and pick up who that is in a moment. Sam Daniel, by the look of it, it is. Back to the middle. Nobody can break free from that contest. A quick kick by Lee McMahon. Goes forward. Who can pick it up? It's all Eastlake. No, there's going to be a free kick. Well, why wasn't that play under advantage, umpire? They'd broken into open spaces. And they weren't allowed to play on. And Tom Hollis is down in back play here for the Tigers. So that's not good news either. Now he's up. But it's a free kick to Eastlake, just outside the 50. That a player running into an open goal there. And the short kick can't be marked by anyone. Overs at the back for the Tigers, trying to pick it up. And he's been penalised. He never took possession of it. Oh, seriously. They have been the most ordinary team on the field today. Team Green. So Jason Juice has the cheapest of cheap free kicks, 20 metres out, directly in front. And he'll line it up for his third and restore the half-time margin of 17 points. Kicks, might have missed away to the left, he has. So very short run-up and missed away to the left, so that's a let-off for Queanbeyan fans. As the kick back into play, fortuitously clears the pack. It's a Tiger mark at the back. What are they going to do? Go along the line to three Eastlake players completely unopposed. Woeful kick. And Xavier McMahon takes the mark. Short kick's going to be cut off by Will Griggs.
Griggs did well there to chop in on that kick. Goes by hands to Stevens now. Stevens, who kicks long up towards Kavanagh. But Kavanagh, a long way from home. Unguarded goal if he goes quickly. He's looking for an option as Eastlake flood back. He's really lost all options now as he floats that one forward. It's about 4-on-1 as it's punched away by Eastlake over the boundary line, 10 metres around from the attacking Queanbeyan goal.
So a goal to the Tigers and a behind to the Demons to start this quarter. It sees it at 8-6-54 to 6-6-42. Two-goal game as Eastlake again try and work it out of defence. Frail, can he pick it up? He does. Goes back to his teammate in Smith with a handball. Now to McMahon, now to McGrath. Back to, that was Xavier McMahon running through the middle. That's a good tackle by Overs. Well, why wasn't that holding the ball? It was an illegal disposal. Now it's finishing up back with Roy Jakes into open spaces. Dodges and weaves, gets it to Franchi. Franchi with a long bomb. Unguarded goal, but it's away to the left.
Westcombe was unhappy. He was sitting in the goal square by himself.
Yeah, all unopposed. So through for a behind to the Tigers. 6-7 to 8-6. 11-point lead to Eastlake.
Eastlake looking to go long out of the goal square here. Options are being very, very limited. Queanbeyan doing a good job in defence, so he'll have to go to himself there in Kimball. Kimball gets into trouble, gets to the boundary line now, and eventually the boundary line saves the Eastlake Demons.
Fennigan, when you tackled and let the ball go, that's apparently play on today. Normally it's an illegal disposal. Boundary throw in, Jake's in the ruck. Conroy works his way to the front. Canelo lets his accidentally socketed out on the full. So bad luck there for Toby Conroy. Free kick went to Eastlake.
Shocking kick.
Franchi, can he make them pay? He traps it now. He dodges and weaves. Slung too high. No, said the umpire. And Kimball will work it out of defence for the Demons.
Kimball takes a bounce and kicks long. Down to Besman, the 50-gamer. Off then by hand. Gets it off to Cummings. Cummings pushes further forward at centre wing. He'll have to go back. He gave it to a man who was very, very hot in Cummings. And eventually they will see the bounce take place. Right on centre wing, far side of the ground. It's Queanbeyan trailing Eastlake. Eastlake 8-6-54 to Queanbeyan 6-7-43. And Queanbeyan has started like a rocket ship here in the third quarter, Mal.
Big spike away there from Wilson. Sharked again by the Tigers. Can they keep it in? No, out on the full again. On that outer side of the ground. So Eastlake will be able to set it up. Well, the man's called to play on almost straight away, Maiden. So now he's under pressure. He turns around, kicks it blindly. All Tigers at the front. There's an advantage free kick played to Conroy. He took it. They had a handball it back to Conroy. Short kick. Out they come.
Conroy took a hard hit after he disposed of it, Mal, but he's nailed Quade.
That's Manny. I think he's now wearing number three. A blood rule in the first half. Right. So he's obviously had to swap jumpers. Andrew Swan out for the year, so his jumper's spare. So James Manny, kick on its way. Goal umpire likes it, I think. He does. James Manny's first of the afternoon. Tigers go to 7-7-49. Back to that 5-point differential, 8-6-54. It's about as close as they've been all day.
Well, as the ball's brought back into the centre, we'll try to go down to Peter Newham.
They're up and about a little bit. Adrian Pavisi, very animated down on the bench. Daniel Archer for the Eastlake Demons. I think he looks a little bit concerned in his body language.
Yeah, I could understand that too. Peter is the ball's bounced down in the centre. He slipped doing the ruck work up against Wilson. Wilson taps it. Greg, he is tackled immediately by Wilson before he actually took possession of it. Ball spilled away. No one's got control of it. Greg's got one for in the back. So he'll get the free kick. Immediately goes by hand to Dickinson. Dickinson kicks long, looking for Kavanagh on a long lead, and he'll take the mark. 45-degree angle, the mark will be set at 45 metres out from goal.
And amazingly, if he kicks this, Craig, they'll be in front.
Yep. Well, they didn't even look like they should be in the league. They should have been playing ANU in the Division, whatever it is there, Division 3 game. But they're back out. And the kick is good. The goal umpire doesn't move. And Queanbeyan have come out to play in the second and third quarters. And certainly at the start of this third quarter, it has been hard going for the Eastlake Demons that just don't have any answers for a Queanbeyan side that has got its back up now. And, well, Queanbeyan getting the ball in quickly, Mal. We were saying that right throughout the first half. If they get the ball in quickly, then they stop Eastlake using that fitness and that run, which has seen them clog up that back half or the forward half of the Tigers.
Certainly has. It certainly allows people like James Kavanagh to get free. Too often he's been double-teamed by slow players. Gibson spikes it forward, tail forth, got it to Maiden, tackled as he kicked it, so the kick bounces in front of the Armstrong. At half four,
that was a throw.
It certainly was. He got it across to his teammate. What's happened here? It's chipped Juice. Across. Juice, over the head, handball, and no one. Jakes went with one hand and lost it. Quick kick at goal. And makes them pay. Lee McMahon.
That was McGrath, wasn't it? Nine,
McGrath. All right, we'll give it to him. His second. Poor work there by Roy Jakes. Just went with it with one hand. And an easy turnover. Sees the Demons get their first for the quarter. They're 9-6-60. They lead by 5 points again. The Tigers are 8-7-55.
9 minute mark of the first term. Here is the umpire. Well, this is umpire.
Big miss there by the umpires. It was a clear throw that pushed the ball forward for the Demons.
Yeah,
absolutely right.
That up in the call. Heaslip will carry it out of the ruck. Goes with a high end pass out wide. Oh, Price missed the bounce, but Conroy is good enough to get it.
Downfield.
He gets dumped. Downfield it'll go. In fact, that was Jensen. So Jensen's going to have the ball land inside 50, about 40 metres out. Oh, umpire, how could you mark it there? Well, anyway, he has. And James Kavanagh is going to have a chance to kick his second of the day.
Sam Daniel, all right, he came off holding an arm earlier, but he's gone back out there now. Westcombe having a spell. He's had a quiet day, Westcombe. So Kavanagh for goal number three. Kick one already in this quarter. Kick started left. It's going to stay left through for behind. Not sure you're allowed to pick up stuff off the ground and throw it at the bloke kicking the ball either. I think they outlawed that, didn't they? Frail got away with it.
Frail is the... Well, one guy that you like standing on your mark, don't you?
Oh, great mark by Griggs, but there's a free kick pay against. And, yep, absolutely, crowd. That bloke has been hopeless. You can't blame hair getting in his eyes. as the kick along the line. Bruce dropped it. Mackey should tackle him. Now the ball's on the ground. Smith picks it up. Tackled by Griggs. That's holding the ball, umpire.
That's got to be holding the ball.
And he said it was held in. Absolutely. 8-8-56 Tigers. They trail by 4 points. Demons are 9-6-60.
Crowd getting into the game now as the Tigers have fought back well here in the third term. Heaslip, great double-fisted punch. Goes down, falls into the path of Cummings, who goes by hand, gets it off into Maiden. Maiden kicks long towards 50. Oh, I thought the mark could have been
paid.
Yeah,
it was tail four.
Tail four. Long way from goal. Chip over the top. He's got runners. Main kept going through, didn't he? No, it was actually taken by Lee McMahon. So Lee McMahon will get to put the Demons further in front. As we mentioned, Heritage Round. The Tigers wearing a Collingwood Richmond hybrid jumper, and the Demons wearing a South Melbourne Bloods jumper, isn't it? Kick from Lee McMahon is off to the right, and it's through for a behind. So 6-7-61 plays 8-8-56 at the 12-minute mark of the third term.
Lucky it wasn't a Swans versus Eastlake game in this round, as that kick's very wide. Couldn't be marked by the Tigers out near the scoreboard. We'll have a boundary throw in.
Well, I think the AFL Northeastern's AFL Football League have picked the 100th anniversary Heritage Round to be when all the Canberra teams were playing each other, Mel.
Probably did. As the back of the pack, Ralston trying to pick it up for Eastlake. He did. Oh. Wheels out of the pack, and there's a free kick down the ground. Soft as.
Well, number 33 has been hot on that.
He has had no clue what he's been doing all day. A disgrace. Free kick goes to Gordon. You'd think they'd try and improve the quality of not only the play, but the aficionados as well.
But I'll tell you what, who volunteers for the job?
Kick on its way from Gordon. Oh. Straight through the middle. You've got to have some clue when you go out there. The players get absolutely lambasted when they don't play well. Should apply to the team in green as well. 10-7-67, 8-8-56. We've had 12 minutes in this quarter.
Peter down at the boundary line. Number of changes for Eastlake. They're definitely running their rotations very heavily.
So, back to the middle we go. And it's 3-2 in this quarter so far as Westcombe and Oram get ready to come back out for the Tigers. Gibson taps it to Ralston, tackled immediately. Jolliffe takes it away. Dickinson's got it now. He runs. He kicks it long at the back. Manny couldn't mark it. Can he run onto it? He does. He's got no support, though. Hambles it to open spaces. Fruin. Oh, he slipped over at the crucial moment. Was he tackled without it? No, said Team Green. And Mesman gets the clearing kick for the Demons out towards McGrath. Conroy out there as well. Can he work him off it? Nobody wants to pick it up. Sock it away by McGrath. Conroy works to the front, falls over, and it goes off hands. We'll have a boundary throw in outer side of the ground.
Looks like the wind's picking up too out there, Mel. So it'll be interesting to see which way that's going to favour. I can't see the flags.
They're blowing towards the Tigers club end, which is the way the Tigers are going in this quarter.
So they'd want to have a couple of goals up their sleeve here if they've got the wind advantage, as the ball's out in front of a number of Eastlake players who are getting the run on here. They work through. Kick is on its way. It's well placed out in front of Wiles. Wiles runs on immediately. Armstrong in the goal square. Thought he was running onto a sure thing. It's McGrath wrestling with it. Down there is Bruce, but the umpire says there's a free kick there. I don't know how he picked it out, but he's done so.
Penalised the man on the bottom of the pack there for not getting it out quickly enough.
Well.
Free kick to the Tigers anyway. Mackey pumps it long out near the scoreboard. Daniel takes a nice mark, plays on quickly, up towards Quade, favoured by the kick, should mark, he does. Who's the next option? There's only one. Over the top it goes to Cavanaugh. Marks it. 45 out.
He's got Bruin at full forward if he wants to go quick, because they're going to flood back on him.
He wheels around onto the right boot. Shot at goal's a beauty. No, it isn't. Dipped away right at the end and hit the post. On the left. Looked like it was going to be a goal for sure. 8-9-57.
Interesting aside, Mal Mitch Danaher running the water today for the Tigers as he's trying to get back into this side. As Tigers once again lock it up, coming out of forward back 50. Keynes now has to try and run it out. His kick to centre wing, punched away by Roy Jarks, and it's over the boundary line, right in front of that Maria Slater travel sign. Too bad Maria Slater couldn't get us up to Southport for the game next week.
57 playing 67 here, 16 minutes gone, third quarter. Tigers have played pretty well in this quarter. They don't need to give it away. Westcombe, can he trap it? He does. Gets it to Dickinson. Wheels out of the pack beautifully to Jolliffe. Now to a teammate. They work at the 50. Jolliffe, long kick. Frewen, can he get the bounce? No, he can't. Tackle in the goal. There's a beauty by the Tigers. That is dead set holding the ball. And he won't pay it because it's a metre from the kickoff line. Would have been holding the ball in the middle of the ground. The East Lake player dived on it. Had no intention of getting it out. Gibson will just spike this through for a point, and he does. 8-10-58 Tigers. Demons are 10-7-67. Two rules applying, obviously. Juice with the kick in.
Two. There's three different interpretations out there.
Juice, what's he going to do? Bomb it long? He goes with the floater. It should be cut off by Westcombe. Well, he got hands on it, couldn't mark it. Quick handball. Goes to Gordon. He falls over. Now what's he going to do? Well, he got out of that way too easily. There were three Tigers around him. Now they lay a good tackle. It should be a turnover. It went through the legs of a Tiger player. And Wiles, coming out of defence, chips it well to Ralston. Through the middle they go. Ralston plays on. Got it to his teammate in Kimball. He likes a run. He's had a couple of bounces. Handballs it over the top. Now he'll get it back. Kimball, will he have a shot? Great smother. Mackie. Dips out the back of the pack. Heaslip's got it now. Jakes, he's in a paddock. Can he trap it? He's got a player over the top. Dickinson goes to him now. He's got room to work in. He's got Kavanagh dropping back at 50. The kick, will it get to him? Oh, Frail fell over, but it was way too wide. And it's gone out for a throw-in, but in the left forward pocket for the Tigers.
Franchi and May about to come back on for the Tigers here as they are running changes whilst the ball's up in their forward 50 with East Lake flooding their back line. East Lake must have 2-1 players inside 50, Peter.
Interesting for the Tigers. You mentioned Mitchy Danaher running the water. He was very, very close to playing today. Trained on Wednesday night, just didn't quite come up on Friday night, but he's got to be very, very close.
All right, as the ball throwing takes place, East Lake trying to scrum it through a rugby maul out of their defensive 50, and the umpire's picked out a high tackle. It's going the way of East Lake.
Yeah.
Hand pass away to Juice. Juice looking to work it across the face of goal. He's run a long way. Second bounce now. Now he kicks up inside 50, and a great play on that. Takes a good run. He steadies. Kicking towards the half-forward flank. The kick was shorter than it needed to be. Bruce stripped of the ball. That should have been a free kick. Armstrong's bumped away. Mackie in defence. Get it to hand pass back into the corridor. And there's a free kick off the play. I think Mackie's been dropped by Bruce. So the umpire's going to give the free kick to, I think that's Stevens. He bombs it high. Good. It's not brought to ground. As Westcombe gets it back up. Westcombe around the body finds Dickinson. Dickinson now has a run out on the wing. He takes one bounce, then kicks long, looking for Kavanagh. Kavanagh keeps his feet here. That's important as they're close to the boundary line. Is working hard as Frail has to pick himself back up. And Franchi, right on 50, takes the mark. 45 degree angle.
He could have played on three times there.
Yep.
Too slow.
And East Lake are back in numbers now. Contest is back there as... A frontal contact is the call, and Wiles has given away... May's given away the free kick for frontal contact.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. What was that for?
Umpires having a shocker. At least it's the umpires having a shocker and not Queanbeyan today, Mal.
Kick into the middle, marked by Ralston, goes to McMahon. They've got a man up on those two. They're killing them through the middle. Lee McMahon sends it up towards full forward. Out comes Bruce, takes an easy mark. Too easy moving that into the defensive zone. How was that a free kick against Jolliffe?
No, it was against May, wasn't it?
Oh, fair dinkum. They have got no clue. So, Bruce, he's kicked one. They lead by 9 points at the moment, 67-58. 20 minutes gone in this quarter. Running the multiple changes on the benches, both teams. Bruce, deliberate run up. Kick on its way. It's going to go away to the right. Through for another behind. It's obviously windier than we think. 10-8, 68 to 8, 10, 58. 10 points the lead to the Demons. In a time on third quarter. Short kick in, marked by the Tigers. Jakes plays on out near the scoreboard. Quade should get there. Yeah, well, he dropped it on the way down, umpire. He paid it anyway. Seriously.
They just need to do a bit more running here, Queanbeyan. As, oh, who was going for the spin?
Manny went up and down in the one spot. Didn't touch it. Went out of fresh air shot. Gordon at the back now for Eastlake. Well, he ran about 30 metres with the ball. Never bounced it. Play on, apparently. Now the Demons, still in the defensive zone, trying to muck it around. Jolliffe, good spoil. Can he find a teammate? Now it's gone to Manny. Quick release to Conroy. Bounced the wrong way for him. Can he get it back? They go in. They get in each other's way again. Someone needs to talk. Jolliffe's got it. He's got a player loose. It's May. It kicked it over his head by about 10 metres. Now he's got to run onto it. He's got Hollis for support. He hooks it around the corner. Who lets it bounce? In front. It's a Tiger player. Kavanagh. He can't get out of it. He's got three to beat. Is that in the back? No. Apparently not. When you ride him into the ground with a saddle on. And Hollis sees it over the line. Now there's a bit of a punch on. As Kavanagh slow to get up. There's still a blue on in back play. Umpire says just play on. Gibson spikes it into open spaces. Maiden. Handball went to no one. Stevens cuts it off for the Tigers. Griggs, have a shot. No, he says, I'm too far out. I'll just put it to the top of the square. Westcombe, they all fall over. Dickinson runs into an open goal and kicks it. Yes, he does.
Tigers fans getting behind the Tigers now as they close the gap. 9-10. 64 plays, 10-8, 68. 4-point ball game here with time on. Deep into the red zone now, 24 and a half minute mark of the third term. And skies are getting grey, Peter.
Back to the middle we come.
A bit more going on with the Tigers here. Great effort, great tackling, going hard for the ball. Been a transition from that since that first quarter. And the Eastlake, the Demons look like they're going up and down on the one spot.
Bounce down in the centre, Quade and Gibson. Gibson nominally got the tap, but it was the roving of Bruce that got the ball forward. Oh, poor punch by Jarks that time. He goes back and, oh, softest high tackle of the day. And there's been some soft ones, Mal.
Wilson with the free kick for Eastlake. Why the hell Jakes just didn't take possession of that ball? Instead of trying to spike at 30 metres, is beyond me. But anyway, Wilson, let's see how he goes with the distance. Long way out, kick on its way, it's way, way left. But is it going to be marked by Maiden? No, it didn't score at all. Maiden got across to Tailforth. High kick towards the kickoff line. Someone needs to punch. Tigers eventually do it. The back, Stevens should pick it up. He does, kick it. Oh, his kick's smothered. Ralston takes it. Handballs it back to Stevens. Can he get out of it this time? He's tackled, releases it. Eastlake still have it at half forward. Daniel's got it. He dodges and weaves. Went straight to the opposition. Tailforth, trying to play for the free, and he's got it. He's done the Stevie Mill and sucked the umpire in with the big dive forward. I've been pushed in the back, umpire. And the free kick will go to Tailforth. Right in the forward pocket. He goes backwards. And kicks it to Armstrong outside the 50, takes the mark. 25 gone, it's a 4-point ball game. Armstrong loads it up from outside 50, doesn't get the distance. Big contest, Gibson takes the mark. Or is it Ralston?
No.
I think it's Ralston. Again, the Tigers had plenty of opportunity trying to clear the pack. Clear the defensive zone, and they kicked it into the man on the mark three times. It is Ralston, who will line it up from just the kickoff line, basically. Straight through the middle it goes.
He's now kicked his second.
And they get that lead back out again. They go to 11-8, 74. Back to a 10-point ball game. Tigers 9-10, 64. and they work really hard to get a goal, do the Tigers, and then they give away one with mucking around in the back half yet again.
Yep. Been a bit of a story of the Tigers' play as the ball transfers back to the centre now. Actuary AGL scoreboard, 72 plays 64. 74 plays 64, isn't it, Mel?
Yep.
74 plays 64. Bounce down to the centre. Gibson gets the tap. Sharked off the pack by Conroy. Overhand pass over the top to Price, who kicks long. Up towards Kavanagh. Kavanagh has it punched away from him. Bouncing ball. Franchi goes after it. He has it knocked out of his hands. And it's picked up now from Eastlake to Bruce on centre wing. He kicks it quickly. Running onto the ball hard. This time is Wiles. Wiles kicks to the good lead of coming out of full forward that time.
Tail fourth
will line up for goal. He's not looking too confident there. As he dumps off with the hand pass, gives it to Lee McMahon. McMahon takes a bounce. Then at 50 he kicks. It's a flat looking kick. Back there in the last line of defence is Jarks. Jarks now switches immediately. Conroy. Conroy's called to play on. He runs outside 50, then kicks it to the scoreboard. Dickinson takes the mark. Dickinson wants to come in board, but Eastlake are the ones that are running back in numbers. Main's got himself an option at the square, but no, this is percentage play. He's gone back inside his defensive 50, because that's worked so well for him this game. Now it goes to Jarks. Jarks back outside 50. They just chip away. And that's three quarter time here at Dairy Farmers Park. The Actuary AGL scoreboard is Eastlake 11-8-74 to 9-10-64. Queanbeyan having most of the running, but in that last part of that third quarter, Eastlake were coming back strong, just finding more run through the centre, more legs, which has been a story of the game right throughout the day.
Goal scorers at three-quarter time for Eastlake, two each to Juice, Egan, McGrath and Ralston. Singles to Bruce, Tailforth and Gordon. Whilst for the Tigers, two each to Kavanagh and Fruin, and singles to Daniel, Stevens, Dickinson, Manny and May. So 4-3 in that quarter. The 17-point half-time deficit arose, raised by 7, I should say. So it's back to a 10-point ball game at the three-quarter time break. Tigers played much better in that quarter and really didn't get rewarded for their efforts, to be honest, I think. In terms of what we played 25 minutes in that quarter, it was probably
most of it
15 minutes, 15 to 10 maybe, in terms of the dominance.
Be interested to hear from Peter Newham down there on the boundary line just about the weather conditions there, because from up here it looks like the wind is favouring the Tigers club end of the ground, which is where Eastlake are kicking towards in this final quarter. So
well, thanks, Craig. It's actually quite still out on the. I'm standing in the middle of the ground. It's quite still. It's chilly. Look, it swirls a little bit, but it's not. I don't think it's particularly going anywhere. I think it's just been a poor school day, really. In early at the Eastlake huddle, and it was quite quiet. They split up into their groups, quite quickly. But 10 points. This is probably the best chance the Tigers have had of beating a team above them on the ladder pretty much all year.
Well, the odds are getting better that their next win has to be a team above them, because they're fast plummeting down the ladder here this season now.
Yeah, they only have one below them, and that's Belcon. They don't play them again, so if they win another game, it's going to have to be a team above them.
Here at three-quarter time, repeating this score at Dairy Farmers Park, 11-8-74 to 9-10-64. I don't know if you've pulled up the score. How are your mob going in Melbourne?
Last score available there is Essendon 11-6-72, Collingwood 10-8-68, so getting a bit closer. Just repeating the earlier grades here today, reserve grade, it was the Tigers, big winners, 17-13-115 to Eastlake 7-7-49. Remembering in the previous encounter between those two sides, Eastlake did win. I think they've played the last two grand finals, those two teams, so Tigers going well in reserve grade, and under-18s, was a close match, but the Tigers got home there 8-15-63 to the Demons 8-12-60. So
in the North Eastern Football League Eastern Conference so far this weekend, GWS defeated Tuggeranong 19-19-133 to 17-5-106, and Ainslie defeated Belconnen 17-10-112 to 7-5-47. One interesting story that's coming out of GWS at the moment is that Choco Williams and Kevin Sheedy might not be having as such smooth sailing as they'd like in the new franchise, and they're saying that Choco Williams could be a chance for the Melbourne coaching job in the very near.
Yeah, well, I can't see Dean Bailey being there next season, so more than likely he may well take over. Be interesting to see. Just checking on the ladder, Sydney Swans played 14-1-12, sit on top. Ainslie 14 played, 11 wins in second. GWS 13 played, 9 wins. Eastlake currently in fourth on percentage, 13 played. They have 5 wins before today's game, obviously. Tuggeranong in 5th place, 14 played for 5 wins. Then the Tigers, this is their 13th game, they've played 12 for 3 wins. And Belconnen on the bottom, with both their senior coach and reserve grade coach quitting before the last round.
Yep.
Played 14 with just the 1 win. Sadly for Tiger fans, it was over the Tigers at Marnica Oval. So we've seen both the Tigers coach give it away midstream, but mainly through ill health rather than anything else, and the Belconnen coach not a happy camp over there with only just the 1 win after playing in several grand finals in a row, gave it away. So Brock Weston, I think, has taken over, one of their former senior players, the caretaker role over at Magpie Land, but they sit at the foot of the table with just the 1 win. You've got some stats there, Craig, up to three-quarter time?
Do. Dickinson leading the way with 21 disposals, 16 kicks, 5 handballs and 6 marks. He's had a turnover as well with 1 goal, 2 behinds, his tally for the day. Conroy next with 19. That's 14 kicks, 5 handballs, 4 marks, 2 frees against him and 3 tackles. Joloff, who's had probably the best game I've seen him ever play. 17 possessions at three-quarter time. 11 kicks, 6 handballs, 3 marks, and, well, how many tackles? He hasn't laid a tackle yet. He's had 1 spoil. Stephen, 16 possessions. Kavanagh, 15, along with Daniels. Roy Jarks and Griggs, both on 13 apiece. Then it's Heaslip with 10. Heaslip in the ruck. Where can I see? He's had 1. He's had 3 hit-outs in the ruck, Heaslip. Mackie with 10, Overs 10, Westcombe 9, May 8, Franchi 7, Quade 6, and he hasn't had a hit-out. He's had 3 out-outs as well.
Let's go down to Peter.
Guys, I was just over at the East Lake Huddle, and Daniel Archer was basically, well, pretty much said to the guys, their season rests on this next 30 minutes. They've got to tackle hard, they've got to run. He won't tolerate skill errors. Conversely, over in the Tigers huddle, it was actually quite controlled by Adrian Pavisi, but the last word was from Ryan Quade, playing his 150th today for the Tigers.
That would have been, don't leave anything in the tank.
Well, there's no point they lose today, they're gonzo, if they already are. Still that old mathematical chance.
Yeah, the last rescue of the damned, isn't it? The mathematical chance.
Yep. So all in readiness now for the last quarter here at Dairy Farmers. It's the Demons 11-8-74 leading the Tigers 9-10-64. And let's hope Team Green have at least one reasonable quarter for the day, because so far they've had 3 absolute shockers.
Bounce down in the centre. Quade and Wilson. Quade carries it out. No, it's going to be called back after Quade. No, he's called play on. Quade's kicked out wide towards the Actuagel scoreboard. Franchi gets there first. Franchi, a big U-turn, hand passes into the man that came towards him. He butters up with a second effort. Now gets it to Kane Stevens. Stevens kicks inside over the head of Kavanagh. Defence back there. Kavanagh and Mackey trying to run through the defence. They eventually rush the player over the boundary line and we'll have a throw to take place 10 metres around from the Queanbeyan attacking goal. Queanbeyan attacking the lower Margaret Donoghue or Queanbeyan City end of the ground.
Ball back into play at the back. Quade got the tap at the front. Jolliffe handballs it to Conroy. What's he going to do? Wheels onto the right boot, kicks it to the square. Up they all go. Kavanagh, fourth in line,
day.
Has taken a hanger and he will line it up from about 15 metres out. No problem with the distance. It's just going to be a matter of accuracy. He came from four back there, steepled up over the pack and brought it down beautifully. So this will be the start that the Tigers want. Demons won't be all that thrilled with it. Make it a four-point game if he kicks straight. Close to the man on the mark, but I think he's got it. He has. It's his third for the afternoon. The 10th for the Tigers. They're 10-10-70. They trail by just 4 points. The Demons are 11-8-74. Trick now, get back-to-back goals. It's been their problem all afternoon.
It has been. They did it early in that third quarter. They need to repeat a couple of times here as the ball. We'll see. Gibson this time, I think. It's still Wilson and Quade doing the ruck work. Well, that was a very important ruck to win as we're still inside the first couple of minutes here of the final term. This bounce, well, this time it was too far out of the circle. And we'll have another bounce out. Now, has Zach Gibson gone back into the centre? Or is that still Wilson there, Mel?
Just trying to pick it up for
can't
you.
Can't pick it up.
No, Gibson's at full forward, I think. So right. It must be Wilson. It
much better toss up that time. It's Quade. Tapped it down to Conroy. Conroy kicks up to Franchi. Franchi faked the hand pass. Unfortunately, when he did release it, it went to... He gives it to Rulson. Rulson gets it on to Wiley. Wiley kicks long. Juice! Drops the mark. It's taken by the Tigers. Jarks now gets the hand pass away. Can't pick up who that
Overs.
Is. Overs, thanks. Then it goes back to Mackey. Mackey gives it to Stevens. Stevens out towards the wing and gets it into the hands of the big number six there in Sam Daniel. He kicks it short. Gets punched away in the end by Armstrong as he was trying to get it to Joffe.
So over the line, we'll have a throw in. 4 points of difference here. Eastlake in front, first goal of the quarter. Has gone to the Tigers. Quade worked his man under it. Couldn't get the ball though. At the back, Smith for Eastlake. Chips it into the middle of the ground. It's okay. Found his teammate in Wiles. Now they play on out of defence again. Can Mackey spoil? No, he can't. Easy mark there to Xavier McMahon. Good pass. Finds Juice on the lead. Nothing Hollis could do about that. The ball just came in too quickly.
In there, Dino.
And
there.
Juice has two goals already. We'll go back and try and slot number three and get that lead back out to 10 points. So Juice, no real breeze. The flags have dropped away. That end of the ground, in he comes, short run up, kick on its way, goal umpire says it's gone left, and through for behind.
5 point ball game, Mel.
11-9-75 to 10-10-70, Westcombe to kick it in, goes wide, should find Jakes, he does, still inside the 50 though.
Conroy's free here.
Jakes, slow build up, so he just bombs it long, he's gone past them, looking for Quade, up three back. He punched it away. Daniel, can he work through the pack? Got it to May, now to Griggs. Long handball into the middle. Jolliffe's going to get smashed. He did. And he's been penalised. No, he's got one in the back. You're kidding, umpire. He was holding the ball all day. Conroy got the mark. Now to Dickinson. Runs through the middle. They've still got no idea. Kavanagh, can he mark? No. Spills to the front. Jensen got it. Well, he rode the bloke in the back. That's seriously going to be holding the ball, is it? No, the umpire said it was held in. I've got no idea what they're doing. Fair dinkum.
It's not an easy game to umpire from the control box.
It pretty is. It is an easy game to umpire if you actually watch what's going on. As that's a stalemate from the ball up. Not sure where these three are from, but they should go back there and stay there. as he bounces it 35 out from the Tigers' goals.
Quaid got a good fist on that too, but they left it behind the Tigers. Oh, this is going to be a free kick. I think Conroy's milked that one. Or was that Westcombe? No, it was Conroy.
Yes.
I saw the glove throw up into the air as he got pulled off the ball. And Conroy now to try and kick his first of the afternoon. But this one, an important one, because the Tigers will go in front with a major score. Kicks on its way. It's good. Conroy puts the Tigers in front at the 7 minute mark of the final term. Peter.
Tigers in front, probably for the first time of for the day there, boys, and they look like they're going okay. No breeze. The little swirly breeze on the ground has stopped to nothing, and I think Mal's point is, you know, quite apt, is that wherever these three men in green have come from, they probably should go back there and maybe try something else to do on the weekends.
All right. As I said, it's tough to find umpires.
Down in Melbourne, it's Essendon 78, Collingwood 77.
They're closing in.
Back to the middle we go. Quaid in ruck, and he's favoured by the bounce, but Gibson up over the top took it off him. But it should be sharked by Griggs. It is. He brings it to the grandstand side. Dickinson, good mark, under pressure from Armstrong. Took it. Chips it around the boundary line. Jolliffe, that kicks way too high, and Ralston just up over the top. Took it. He Quaid on. That's,
he's Quaid on.
Oh, dear me. Well, that just sums it up. Absolutely ridiculous 50-metre penalty. Well, that should be another one against Mackey, because he's just run straight across the mark. Not only was it 50, it was about 75, actually. So Ralston, to put the Demons back in front. 40 out, kick starts left. Does it work back? No, it doesn't. Scores level here at Dairy Farmers. 11-10, 76 apiece. We've played 8 minutes the last quarter.
Westcombe to do the kicking in. He's got Conroy short at the point post. He's going to go to Conroy now. Conroy can turn and run. He does so, kicks up round that boundary line. Good mark taken by Grigg. That might not be Greek, but I'll say it is. Kick forward, centre wing, pack flies. It was too high for May, and he's like, with numbers there, take an easy mark. They go inside, give it to Bruce. Bruce, standing the mark, is Daniel. Goes inside, gets it to Smith. Smith, oh, his kick's intercepted. That gets to Kavanagh. Kavanagh, hand pass, inboard, going around. Daniel ducks a high tackle. Oh, his hand pass was behind Kavanagh. His shepherd wasn't effective. Kavanagh will go back inside. And he's just picked off Eastlake players who are going to rebound hard. Egan kicks up towards Talifor. Talifor kept off the ball by Overs. He stands up, gets a hand pass away. Egan pulls it in. Umpire says, I'll have a bounce, thanks.
James Kavanagh, you're a lucky man. That didn't go through for a goal.
I don't know what Kavanagh was thinking there. No. The only player that he was kicking to had three Eastlake defenders around him. Stevens does well, out of trouble. Gives the hand pass to Daniel, who goes back to Kavanagh. To Jarks, sorry. Jarks goes over the top and Dickinson takes the mark. Still at centre-half back. The kick here now as it's right in front of the Queanbeyan dugout. Scores are level. 11-10 apiece here at the 10-minute mark of the final term, and they're going backwards again.
Yeah, Mackey's got it. Now he goes across the goals. Where's he going to go? Westcombe the only option, or he's going to go longer than that to Overs. Now he just pumps it long. May at the back. He worked to the front, got the tap to Overs. Tigers out near the scoreboard. Franchi needs to attack it. He didn't. Now can he run onto it? He does. Lets it go. Tackle without it, surely. The umpire said nothing. He kicks it around the corner. Armstrong, why? The only one there. That was a woeful kick by Franchi.
He should have hand-passed it to Jolliffe, who made himself available.
Maiden's got it for Eastlake. He brings it to the grandstand side. One-on-one contest at the back. Too big. Xavier McMahon took it over the top of Conroy. Chips it wide. Tail fork will mark it right on the interchange gate. Chips it back into the middle of the ground. Well, Kirkwood, you're not even watching the play. You could have run in and spoiled there. It was taken away, though, by Eastlake. Now they've got it at half forward. McGrath with the mark. Plenty of time left. Short pass into the forward line, and it's going to be marked by Kimball for Eastlake. Now it's Gordon. Any score will put them in front. Down in Melbourne, it's Collingwood 89, Essendon 78. And Gordon to restore the lead here for Eastlake. Scores level. Kick on its way is away to the right. Through for behind. But that's what they lead by. It's 11-11, 77 to 11-10, 76.
12-minute
mark. Mackey's kicked it out on the full.
That is what? Inexcusable.
Coach Pavisi has just fallen to the ground on the sideline.
It's one thing to kick it out of bounds from the kicking. It's another thing to kick it out of bounds on the full 15 metres away from your goal.
Gordon with the free kick goes for the pass. That was almost an arm slap. Tigers get it away. They need to just kick it. Well, Kirkwood, I'm not sure what he was thinking. He handballed it to three Eastlake players. McMahon, short kick. Hollis, good spoil. Gets it out towards the boundary line. Can he keep it in? They all fall over. It's Juice with it now. Handball over the top. Eastlake run into an open goal. Did that go through? No, it didn't. Through for behind. Doubles their lead. They've kicked 4 points in this quarter, Eastlake. They're 11-12, 78. The Tigers are 11-10, 76. They've kicked two straight goals. Marked by Dickinson from the kick-in. Chips it over to Conroy. Still in the defensive 50.
He's got options here. Westcombe's making a good lead for him. Doesn't honour it. He just kicks long up to centre wing. Kick to centre wing off hands. Eastlake again have numbers. Every time the ball falls down, it's Eastlake with three people at the drop. They kick inside. Goes across and Cummins now will take the mark right in the centre concentric circle.
Armstrong gives him the lead. Takes the mark. Plays on. Oh, he got away from Kavanagh way too easy. Runs to 50. Armstrong, long kicks, gone straight through. Not good enough, James Kavanagh. Could have laid a better tackle than that. Armstrong kicks his first. He looked gonzo early in the first quarter when he went down with a leg injury. But he's kicked the 12th for Eastlake. They're 12-12, 84. They're back to an 8-point lead. Tigers 11-10, 76.
Tigers need to keep the run up, Peter. Down there at the boundary line, what's the mood from the two benches? We'll get to Peter in just a second as the delay is killing us here.
So back to the middle.
Well, I think it's whoever's actually getting the score has got the upbeat bench, but plenty of voice coming from the crowd. Great goal there from the Eastlake, and you're right there that... Armstrong was down injured in that second quarter. Weren't sure if he was coming back.
Haven't missed a moment of the action. The umpires bounced it out of the circles again, so now they've had a throw up. Now Queanbeyan go forward, but the kick is just over the head of Daniel, and it's marked by Bruce. Bruce taking his time to get up off the ground. 15-minute mark of this, the final turn here at Dairy Farmers.
Called to play on, so he chips it into the middle. Should be marked by Ralston. He hasn't had an opponent all day. Same with Lee McMahon. Long kick forward by Wiles. Nobody can mark. Juice falls over. That's an interesting tackle. It was probably too high. Umpire said play on. Tigers work it out of defence. It's nice, a nice kick. Marked by Jensen. Along the wing he goes. Kavanagh in front. Can't mark. But he traps it. Can he get out of the tackle? He does. Too easy. Chips it to half forward. Kirkwood couldn't mark. It's about the first one he's dropped all day. Armstrong slow to get up again. The defence, though, hold it up with Eastlake. They chip it to the middle.
Wiles.
Wiles again. Long left footer. Goes out looking for Smith. He takes it. 84 playing 76. Eastlake in front. Last quarter action from Dairy Farmers. Gordon's got the mark in front of Jakes again.
I think Eastlake had just got the running here on Queanbeyan. They look like they're going to just blow them away in the last 5 minutes of this quick turn.
Yeah, they've got plenty of speed now. Juice took the mark and his kick is a beauty to Egan, who takes the mark 40 out directly in front. And he'll go back and try and kick his third. Nobody back in the goal square for Queanbeyan. So if he struggles with the distance,
it's going to bounce
now
through.
Jakes is getting back. So Egan with two goals. And he comes, just crosses the 50, high kick, up and up to be touched. No, and it's gone through for his third. And the 13th for East Lake, they're 13-12-90. They've steadied. The Tigers are 11-10-76, back to a 14-point ball game, and it's 16 minutes gone in the last quarter.
Yeah, Tigers, boy with a barrow now, and they've got the uphill push ahead of them. It is Heaslip and Gibson in the centre here. Well, this is 37. He's been a champion today in green. Best bounce of the day. Gibson gets a good fist on it. Oh, Dickinson got bumped without it. Straight into some oncoming traffic of Smith. Dickinson gets the free kick, goes out wide. Good mark, taken that time by Jolliffe. Kicks around the body. Goes to Froon. Froon has it punched away by Lee McMahon. Lee McMahon's tackled, and he kicks it out of bounds. Umpire says, throw it in. 20 metres around from the Queanbeyan attacking goal here at Dairy Farmers Park, where we're at the 17-minute mark of the final term. Throwing takes place. Heaslip gets thrown to the ground by Gibson. Ball gets into the hands of McGrath, who runs backwards. Hand pass to Smith on the goal square. Smith drops it. Was dispossessed, then picked it up, then hacked it away. Fruin takes his time taking possession of it. Umpire's going to blow the whistle here and says, I'll have a ball up.
I think he's paid an East Lake free kick.
So Fruin going over the top of the ball has been costly. Gets it now to your mate there in Frail. He's kicked over the top, gets it into the hands that time of Cumming. Cumming keeps the ball moving. McGrath has it in front of him. He's got time to collect. There's no one near him. He chips up and gives it to Tallyforth, just forward of centre wing. Eastlake doing all the attacking in the last 7 minutes.
High kick up towards half forward, marked by Xavier McMahon. Handball over the top to his teammate who couldn't pick it up. Now he does. Gives it to his another player who's tackled immediately. Oh, how is that not a throw? Seriously. The kick around the corner from Armstrong, was it? Put it straight through.
I think that might be the other McMahon.
It was Cummings, actually, number six.
He gets his first.
For the afternoon. And honestly, obviously you're allowed to just let it go when you're tackled straight away now. So that's probably game over, I'd imagine. 14-12-96 to 11-10-76 for coming up towards the 20-minute mark of the last quarter, and three quick goals for Eastlake see them out to a 20-point lead.
Ball up in the centre, Heaslip and Gibson. Good bounce, Gibson over the top, taps it to advantage. Maiden couldn't get onto it. Conroy into the back of that Eastlake player, no call. Umpire says holding the ball. The man never took control of it. How the heck is that? Oh, and he's got a 50 out of it as well. So, well, Conroy's done well. I don't understand where the free kick came from, so let alone the 50. And that was about a 75 as well. So, Conroy,
there's
with
a further whistle down the ground.
It's been reversed. It's been reversed. Well, I don't know what caused the reverse, but it has been, and Eastlake just boot it long out to centre wing. Dickinson got there first, but Eastlake stole it from them. Bouncing ball on centre wing, getting it back. Forward now, Wiley. Wiley can turn and run. He runs to 50, kicks, deuce, takes the mark. 15 metres out on a tight angle, and Deuce will line up for what will be his third if he can convert. Well, Queanbeyan have dropped their bundle now.
Yeah, they got to the lead there and they haven't been able to go on with it, unfortunately. But I'm just absolutely bewildered at some of the decisions here today.
Yeah, well,
Juice from one step, kicks a goal. Fourth one for the quarter.
His third for the day.
15-12, 102 to 11-10-76. 20 minutes gone in the last quarter.
Rulston comes off, gets the praise from his coach. Maiden's also off at the moment, along with Egan. Rolstone and Maiden have had pretty important roles throughout this game.
Yes, he's been a hard man to match up on, Ralston.
It's interesting, guys. I talking to a couple of Tiger legends at three-quarter time, and the general comments were not that the umpiring was biased in any way, but they've just been absolutely hopeless. I don't think they've been one way. They've just been absolutely poor.
No, it's just poor in all aspects of the game or the interpretation of the game. Ball comes forward. May kicks across his body. The bouncing ball favours the Demons again. Hand pass to Smith. Smith turns around, gets the kick to Armstrong, centre wing, or just backwards of centre wing. His kick is forward, it's to advantage. Gibson has got it hacked away by Jarks. Jarks goes big. Greg to Dickinson now. Queanbeyan with a chance. Froon kicks wide as Kavanagh takes the mark on his chest. So Cav is probably a bit worse than a 45 degree angle. He'll have to kick from 35. And I have to say, Frail's done a pretty good job on him today. He has kicked two.
Three.
He's kicked three. Missed one, sorry. So, Frail, done a pretty good job. Watch him on this mark here. He stays on the mark. Oh, the kick's a short one, and it's marked. Good mark on the last line of defence by Frail.
Gets a handball to his teammate. Now they're away again, the Demons. Around that outer side. It's a two-on-one of the Tigers. Kirkwood should get there first. He does. Uses Westcombe, who gives it back to Kirkwood, or tried to, but it went off hands over the line. We'll have a throw-in out of side of the ground.
22-minute mark of the final term. 15-12, 102 plays. 11-10, 76 Demons leading the Tigers.
And to think it was only not that long ago that the Tigers had taken the lead in this last quarter, and now they trail by 26 points. As
it could be more
as it's going towards Juice again. He's in open spaces on the right. He grubbers it straight through for another one.
That's his fourth for the day. Leading goal kicker on the ground is Juice, who, as you rightly said at the beginning of the day, you would have been getting, well, you would have been getting Nick Maxwell odds for first goal kicker.
Maybe they got it for being the leading goal scorer. 16-12, 108 Eastlake. They're running away with it like they did at Marnica Oval in the previous contest. 11-10, 76 are the Tigers. They kicked the first two goals of the quarter. Did the Tigers to take the lead. But since then, it's been all one-way traffic to the Tigers club end. But unfortunately, that's the way Eastlake are kicking. And they've slammed on five goals four to nothing.
Yes. Cleared away from the ruck contest. Demons got it again. It's an half forward. Kick to Juice. Juice going for five! He gets it! Kick across the body. He just scooped it up and hacked it across the body and has scored his fifth. And Eastlake really making this scoreboard a little bit embarrassing for the Tigers, who, well, with the exception of the first and now last part of this quarter, have played a solid game.
Yes, I don't think the final score here is going to be representative of how competitive they've been. But it's not the first time we've seen them blown out of the water in the last quarter this season. They've just run out of troops, I think. 17-12 now. 1-1-4 to 11-10-76.
Wilson
out of the middle. Got it to Lee McMahon again. Tail fourth. Well, he went without it. Overs, goes back, takes it away from him, but his handball's a terrible one. Well, that is a throw. There's the first one of the afternoon, Pate. They've only been doing it all day, you clown. Short kick, can't be marked, and Eastlake will run it straight in through Armstrong. Long kick up towards Gibson. At the back, he's going to rove his
Gibson.
Own ball.
Oh, he had a fresh air shot.
Legal
comes
disposal.
Back and gets it again.
Yep.
That was the throw.
Egan, quick kick, over the pack, it'll go out of bounds. Juice turns around and said, why don't you give it to me? And he just looks at him and says, well, I was being tackled. How about you come and help me?
Throwing takes place. Gibson gets fist on it. Juice going after it, but Tigers get it first and immediately wrap. Oh, high tackle's been the call. So a high tackle there. Who's getting up with it? That'd be Maine? No,
Overs.
It's Overs. Overs, kicks wide. all by himself out there. Shoot kick in, Mackie. Mackie now turns and runs. He's got some space. He kicks long, straight down the throat of Bruce on the defensive line. Bruce goes to Cummins. Cummins hand passes back to Frail, who gets dropped after he kicks it. Mark taken and side the square by Gordon. Gordon goes wide, gives it to Maiden. Maiden goes back inside now. His kick's taken again by Gordon. And Gordon will have time to size things up. Maiden's running for him, but he goes short, gives it around the body to Jake Gumley, who's been quiet. He's kicked a goal, but I haven't called him too often.
Xavier McMahon now with it. Sends it inside, attacking 50. Gibson trying to work his way to the front. At the front of it, though, was Ralston. High kick round the corner. Which way will it bounce? Ooh, almost came back through for a goal, but just missed.
25-minute mark of the final term. 17-13, 115 plays, 11-10, 76.
Short kick in. Being marked by Jakes. Over the top, he chips it to Daniel. Doesn't get to him on the full. Had a bit of room to work in, but he just bombs it high and long.
Now,
both Eastlake players not looking at the ball, they're looking at the man, and they spike it over the line, Wilson, and we'll have a boundary throw in. 1-1-5 playing 76, almost time up here at Dairy Farmers. It was pretty close there for 3.5 quarters. Dickinson with the ball at the ball finds May unopposed. Half forward, called May's the play on. He just kicks it into the man on the mark just to totally muck it up. Back into the middle now, McMahon. Lee, his handball clears the pack. Bruce goes back, gets it, handles it over the top. Egan now.
No, that's McGrath.
Is it McGrath? Yeah. Righto. We'll go up towards centre wing. Nobody can mark. And that is holding the ball against Eastlake. Good tackle by the Tigers.
Well, you've started to be able to pick when they're holding the ball and not now.
So they send it forward again to the Tigers, but getting across there, Bruce couldn't take the mark, but he kept his feet, handballs it, because he had no players to help him out. Conroy took it away, spearing pass. Kavanagh will take it.
He needs to be quick here if he's not going to shoot himself, because we are deep into time on. 26 minutes gone, final term. He goes short and hits Grigg. So Grigg now, 45-degree angle, 35 out is the man on the mark. He'll have to kick from 40. Although they've been kicking from about 6 today and kicking straight into the man on the mark. He's going to move in now. 17-13, 115 to 11-10, 76. It's all silent as Grigg moves in, kicks on its way, goal umpire works away to the right, and it's gone through to the left-hand side. So, well, there is a crowd here, but they're just silent. As a short kick to himself, and then he plays on through the centre. Kick up into the square at the back. Xavier McMahon tries to take it. It comes off May. May bumps it back towards Kavanagh. Bouncing ball. What can Grigg do? He can't get it in to the play, and it looks like the 50 gamer in Mesman kicks it out on the full, and it'll be Mackie who will have a chance to check side this for goal. So what's he going to do? He's got set up. He runs inboard. Left. And side. Either a point or out on the full, it's a point. So 17-13, 115 plays, 11-12, 78. As Peter Newham heads out to speak to the coach of the Eastlake Demons. We'll cross down to Peter as soon as he's ready for us. Mal, goal scorers today. I've got Juice with 5, Egan with 3, McGrath with 2, along with Rulestone, and then singles for Bruce Cummings, and then also to Armstrong Gordon for
Luke Daniel Archer from the Eastlake Demons. Pretty impressive last quarter. First quarter and last quarter, probably a lull in the middle.
Look, probably not so much of a lull. I think Queanbeyan probably stepped it up a little bit. They were always going to play today. Obviously, Rowan Quade's a fantastic skipper, and for it to be his 150th, and congratulations to him, was they were always going to put that effort in and never say die. But look, we just wanted to play our brand of footy and run hard and work hard with the footy, and it come together in the end.
The last quarter was particularly impressive. You're right, though. You had a lot of run and a lot of carry.
Yeah, look, and we really try to pride ourselves on our work rate. And when I say work rate, not only you got to be hard and win the ball, but you've got to be able to run and use it as well. So and that's starting to come together at the right time of the year.
This was pretty much a defining game for you guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, this and next week. Obviously, we've got Tuggeranong next week, and obviously it's a big game. Tuggeranong right up our, I guess, our backsides as far as the fourth spot. So, yeah, it's a big game next week, but this was probably the biggest game of the season to date for us to put us in a chance to play finals footy again.
And Jason Juice turned it on in the last quarter a little bit.
Yeah, no, he's very good across the park as far as whether you throw him back, and we threw him back for a while there when we just needed to steady, and he did that for us, and then popped up forward, and we tried to close our eyes and not see him when he kicks ones like that, but he had a great game today. It was fantastic.
No worries, mate. All the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. As Peter, down at ground level, Mal, what have you got in Melbourne for us?
Collingwood 17, 13, 115, Essendon 13, 785.
Okay, I'll let you text John Keogh whilst I tell you the stats for the Tigers. Dickinson ends the game with 28 disposals, 22 kicks, 6 handballs, 9 marks, 5 tackles. He kicked a total of 8 points today for the Tigers. Conroy, 27 disposals, 20 kicks. Handball 7 and Mark 7. Kavanagh 21 possessions with 17 kicks, 4 handballs and 12 marks. Stevens with 21, that was 14 kicks, 6 handballs. Briggs 19, along with Daniels, Jolloch, both, all 3 with 19. Jarks with 18. Mackie with 14, along with overs. 12 for May, 11 for Westcombe. I thought that 11 was more like 5, because of the amount of times we've called him. Heaslip with 10, Franchi with 9, then Quaid, Kirkwood and Hollis with 8, Fruin with 7, Price with 6, Jensen with 6, Main with 5, and Oram, well, he made one tackle and a Shepherd.
So it's the final score here at Dairy Farmers Park, 17-13, 115, the Eastlake Demons. Too good for the Tigers in the end, 11-12, 78. 6 goals to 2 in the last quarter, they really broke it open to win by 27 points in the end. Craig gave you the goal scorers for the Demons for the Tigers. Kavanagh with 3, Fruin 2, singles to Conroy, Daniel, Stevens, Dickinson, Manny and May. So next week, the Tigers hop on a jet plane and go to the Gold Coast. They'll enjoy a bit of warmth up there for the game against Southport. Then we'll be back here on the 14th of August, where they take on the league-leading Sydney Swans. Hopefully, we'll have some of our technological issues sorted out by then. Just checking the AFL. It's not full-time yet, but it looks pretty much over. Collingwood 18-13, 121. To Essendon 13-7, 85. The other game, the late one, just getting underway, but given how both teams are going, nil all at the moment, that's probably going to be the final score as well. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. We'll catch you again in a fortnight's time. On behalf of Peter Newham, Craig Revell, I'm Mal Prentice saying good afternoon, and we'll hand you back to the studio.